This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports. It's Friday Night Lights. Time for Bradford Owls High School football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM. Streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com. Here's Camp Snodgrass and Ryan Mackey with all the action. Let's go, Owls.
Good evening and welcome to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. I'm Camp Snodgrass, joined by my counterpart, Ryan Mackey. Ryan, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I love coming in right when we get into the arena. We got the bands playing a pre-show. It gets me a little hyped up, gets me a little jacked up.
Yeah, we got a lot going on tonight.
We do. It's homecoming weekend.
Yeah, homecoming. I mean, I believe it's Veterans Recognition Night as well.
Oh, nice.
So there's a lot going on tonight. I personally just walked in the parade right before this. I came straight here after the parade. So I think I'm still out of breath a little bit because I just feel like I was nonstop since I got to work today.
Yeah, I feel that.
It's been bad, man.
It's been a long day, and hopefully we got a quick night for our Owls. Hopefully we can get on another big victory here against a tough Red Bank Valley team. I know their record doesn't really speak to the team that they are because they are 2-3, but some of their games, they lost to Port Allegheny by, I think it was like 38-6, and then they lost to Union AC Valley, and then they did get beat by Brockway. Those are their three losses. But other than the Brockway game, because that was a fluke, they lost big time to that. I think they lost by like 40 points. The other games were close. They played Port Allegheny tough until the second half. I believe they were going into that game tied. And they have two monsters on that team, which is senior quarterback Brett Wagner, and then they have, I think his name's Jackson Huffman.
Yes. Yep.
And those are mainly the two big names to watch out for from Red Bank Valley. But with that being said, we saw the emergence of Tommy Langdon last week against Brookville. That was a heartbreaking loss, but I think Tommy kind of stood out, and he was that shining star last week.
Oh, yeah, Tommy played great last week, and honestly, like we said before the game last week, we needed Logan Clore to have somebody to run with him, but it was actually last week it was Tommy that didn't have anybody to run with him.
Yep.
So I think they're a really good 1-2 punch. I think Tommy provides a lot of power and a lot of versatility on offense because he can't catch passes. He can get out of the backfield. But Logan just brings that explosive playmaking ability. So if you can get both of those guys going, that would help Dallas offense tremendously if that were to be the case tonight.
And what's tough for Bradford is because they have struggled in the pass game, mm-hmm. and unfortunately Red Bank Valley is very good at passing the ball. They're led, again, like I said, by quarterback Brett Wagner, and right now he is Braylon Wagner. He is 85 for 152 for 1,168 yards, and he has 14 touchdown passes. So he's going to be... That's going to be a tough man to stop, and then you got to watch out for that Jax Huffman, that senior, too, because I think he has just about 600 receiving yards, and he runs the ball too. So that's something that you have to watch out for when you're playing Red Bank Valley. You got to get pressure on the quarterback.
Yep, and if you look at their stats, they have four wide receivers that average over 10 yards per catch. So these are not plays; they're not junk plays. They are hitting big shots almost consistently. And Wagner is a kid. I didn't know this, and I don't know if you know this. I haven't heard of him much, but that kid's over 8,100 yards for his career throwing the ball.
Yeah, he's one of District 9's best.
He's going to be in the top five when it's all said and done. By the end of this year, he's probably going to crack the top five for most yards in District 9 history. So he's a very prolific passer. Highest scoring game of the year, he went 251 and five touchdowns with 119 and three of them going to Jackson Huffman. While Connor Caldwell, their running back, had 31 rushes for 181 and one. So kind of reminds me of what Dubois did to us with Trey Wingard and Jackson Hainsley. They were a very potent duo as well. So another tough duo, but Braylon Wagner this season, six interceptions, which is his most since his sophomore year. So he's trying to force the ball a little too much, or defenses have a little bit more tape on him, able to make him make mistakes. So I think Bradford needs to get, number one, they need to get more pressure. Sean Ward, two games this year, he leads the team in sacks. He's only played two games out of five. And he leads the team in sacks with 1.5. Bradford has to get more pressure on the quarterbacks and make Braylon make some mistakes tonight and basically keep the ball in their hand and keep him off the field.
Yeah, and that's one thing I wanted to touch on is the offensive struggles that we do see that the Owls have. I mean, the Andrew Giordano. He's 17 of 43 on this season for 258 yards. And I know that we are a run-heavy team, but we have to be able to pass the ball in order to – it goes both ways. In order to pass the ball, you got to run the ball. In order to run the ball, you have to pass the ball. And we have been completely one-sided. So we have 321 yards as a team through five games this year for passing yards. And then rushing, we have 840 yards as a team. And we're led by Logan Kohler, who has 347, and Tommy Langdon has 267. And then you mix in, a lot of it does come from the second string after the blowout. So there's definitely areas of improvement. We can't fall behind to a team like Red Bank Valley early on.
No, absolutely not. And if you, I don't know, when I was looking stats up for this week, this past weekend was, or this past Friday was the first time all year that we've gone over 100 yards passing. And he was at, and Andrew Giordano was at, or actually our team was at 100 yards total passing.
Yeah.
So that's something that we saw a little bit more of last week. The game, like we said at the end of, during our post game last week, that game was a lot closer than what the scoreboard says it was. It really, truly was. I've been telling people all week because people keep asking me about stuff, and I keep telling them that that was the best game that we've seen Bradford play outside of the Eldred win. But in terms of if they don't have those two pick sixes and then that handoff just literally taken from Andrew Giordano, taken for a touchdown that took the sails out of Bradford, if it's not for those three plays, they're right in that game, and they're driving when that fumble return for a touchdown happened. So they were in that game very, very much so. So if they can play like that and just eliminate the mistakes, I think they give themselves a really good chance.
Well, we will touch base about it. We're going to do the national anthem. We will be right back. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Toji's Substation is the friendly fun place. Always the best homemade food in town, prepared right in front of you. Giant fat subs, great pizza, meaty chicken wings, and hand-smashed burgers. Plus delicious soups, chili, and huge salads. Also a big variety of domestic, imported, and craft beer, including Toji's Buck of Beer specials to go, and the fastest six-packs in town. 50 years of great food and fun, and they're open 7 days a week. Whether you eat in or take out, get always fast service and delicious food at Toji's Substation, 402 East Main Street in Bradford.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back, 24-7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
WQ98CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Just heard another amazing rendition of the national anthem by the Owls Marching Band, so kudos to them, and kudos to the student section. It feels like every week we get more and more students filled up in there, so that's exciting. Exciting stuff. So one thing I wanted to touch on, Ryan, before we get all set up for kickoff, obviously we have the festivities here in the morning, or here pregame for homecoming. Obviously, there's a lot of chatter around town about the Owls and about who we should be beating, who we shouldn't be beating, and I don't want to take anything away from the kids or the teams that we are playing, because we should be beating these small schools. And I do sense the frustration from parents, fans, alumni, whoever it may be at home. but we should not be going after the kids when it comes to the games. That's something I want to address that.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Under no circumstance should we ever come after the kids. This group of kids, I have coached since they were 5 years old. And this is a very, very talented group of kids. And it, with the new system, it does take time to implement. Like, we should be beating these smaller school teams. Like, we should, last week we should have, in theory, not had issues with Brookville. But times are different, and obviously there's teams that have different methods about how they train. That's on them. But I do think eventually we will get there with this team, with this core of kids. And I'm hoping that this game here is a stepping stool for that. I think that we're halfway through the season now, that we can beat these teams that we should be beating.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest problems is a lot of people get caught up in, like, oh, that's a single-A school. We should be beating them. Like Port Allegheny, for example.
They beat the brakes off of Central Clarion.
They will beat the brakes off of a lot of teams around here, and they are not a big school by any means.
No, literally anyone in District 9, they'd beat the brakes off of. I would put them up against Clearfield.
Yeah, they're debatably the best team in our area by a long shot. So I think what happens is you start getting a reputation as a program, and you don't get as many kids as you want to have. So we might have 1,000 kids at Bradford High, but if only 30 kids want to play, that's no different than what Port Allegheny is putting out, or Smithport's putting out, or anybody's putting out. It's just we just got to have the right system in place and be able to execute what we're being asked to execute. And I completely agree with you. You should not be coming after kids in any way, shape, or form, because they're just doing what they're told to do and executing the best they can.
Right. And yeah, I think I completely agree with you. And I think that's one thing that we, as a community, we have to get better. We have to rally around the kids and not attack them. And I do think in time, I think the system will work. Obviously, the wing T has worked in the past. And it looks like we are getting set early here for kickoff. It's 6:50. I thought we were going to have another few minutes.
I thought so, too. The clock was, we still had 2 minutes on the pregame clock.
Yeah, and so Red Bank Valley did win the toss. They did defer to the second half. So Bradford will come out first on offense. So we are excited. And I want to make a bet with you, Ryan, that they don't kick the Logan Cooler.
Well, it almost looks like from here that Bradford is prepping for that. They have three return men deep with Logan in the middle. So I think Bradford has now decided to dare you to pick a side and hoping that one of those other two returners can make a play with it if Logan is not the one to get the ball. But so far, every game that we've had since probably week two or three, Logan Kohler has not had many opportunities to bring the ball back in any capacity.
Let's see if Red Bank Valley has done any film sessions as we're getting ready for kickoff for our week six game. 16 for Red Bank Valley getting ready to kick the ball off. The kick's up, and it is a pooch kick, not to Logan Kohler, and it's going to be returned at the 33, and he's going to get out to the 33 again, and he's going to be brought down. I thought he was going to shake him. I couldn't see who that was on the return. But it's going to be a return of about 6 yards for the Owls, and they are going to take over at their own 37-yard line.
That's Matt DeCasper on the turn, who does not usually get a whole lot of returns. So, but he made a nice little hesitation move to try to make a guy miss. But now let's see what Bradford's offense comes out and does against a team that, to the eye, looks much bigger than them defensively.
And after this play, I'll have you do the Kathy Obermeyer ERA Team VP Real Estate starting lineup, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's out past the 40, out to the 50, or out to the 45, and he's going to get enough for 10, 11 yards. It's going to be an 11-yard pickup for Tommy Langdon.
Is that Tommy or is that Logan Kohler?
That was Tommy Langdon.
I thought I saw Logan's long flowing locks flying through the back there, but nice run by Tommy. Really aggressive up the middle. Oh, Bradford's going to hurry up now.
So they're getting ready. They're at the 47-yard line, and here's going to be a fumble by Andrew Giordano, and Red Bank's going to recover at the Bradford 42-yard line. So costly mistake here early in the game by Andrew Giordano, and Red Bank Valley's going to take over with excellent field position.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what exactly happened there. It looked like Logan Kohler ran to Giordano's right. Giordano had the ball in his right hand. He honestly just dropped it. I'm not quite sure what exactly happened with it, but his hands weren't big enough to hold on to the ball. He literally just dropped it. Nobody was there.
So Red Bank Valley is going to get set up in the Twins formation at the Owls' 42-yard line. Wagner at quarterback. He's sitting at the 47-yard line. Here's a snap out of pistol, and he's going to throw a short pass to the 40-yard line, and he's going to get smacked by 89, and he had a little chirping to say to him, too, so that might be, we might have to watch out for that, but that's going to be a pickup of 3 yards. He is now down to the Owl, or 2 yards, he's now down to the Owl's 40-yard line. You want to give us our Kathy Obermeyer, ERA Team VP Real Estate starting lineup?
Yep, real quick, we got, for defense, Andrew Giordano, Bryce Thomas, Caleb Mackey, Braylon Little, Sean Ward is out, so he doesn't count. Tommy Langdon, Matt DeCasper, Caden Keyshore.
And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle. He's out to pass the 35 down to the 30, and that's going to be good enough for a first down, Red Bank Valley.
Yeah, that's Connor Caldwell there on the carry right up the middle. But finish the starting lineups real quick. Corners, it's Fabian Shirk and Braylon Austin. Lucas Wallace is playing middle linebacker, and Logan Kohler is playing safety. Get a play coming in.
So it'll be a first and 10 at the Owls 30-yard line. And Red Bank Valley now showing trips right, single receiver to the left. Wagner ready for the snap. He's dropping back to pass. Has a man open, and he just overthrows him by a hair. So that's going to bring up a second down and 10 for Red Bank Valley.
And that was number 7, Carson Gold, on one of the 4 wide receivers that averages double digits per catch. For Bradford's offense, just so we can finish this up, quarterback Andrew Giordano, fullback Tommy Langdon, Logan Kohler, Fabian Shirk, Blake Callahan, Sean Ward is injured with a torn knee. I just talked to his parents yesterday. Jacob Abers, Bryce Thomas, Braden Little, Caden Keyshore, Braylon Austin, and Colton Miller line out your, fill out your roster.
So trips right in again for Red Bank Valley. Wagner waiting for the snap. Bradford showing blitz. He's going to be running right up the middle. He's out past the 30, down to the 25, down to the 23-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 7 yards. We'll bring up a 3rd and 3 for Red Bank Valley.
So that's Connor Colwell again. Looks like they're going to go really run heavy to start to see what Bradford's defense is made of. But so far, again, Bradford's defense made contact right almost immediately at the line of scrimmage, but Colwell looks like he's a pretty strong runner. I haven't watched much tape on him, but he looks like he's a strong runner from up here. He's listed at 5'10", 165, but I think he looks a little bit thicker than that.
So now we're going to get a twins to the, or duo receiver to the left, and here's a blitz by Bradford. It's going to be hand up to the middle. He's out past the 20, and he's going to hop over the 20-yard line down to the 19. It's going to be good enough for a first down for Red Bank Valley.
I would like to know how that wasn't number 53 for Red Bank Valley isn't called for holding. Because number 11 for Bradford.
Well, they have new jerseys on, and I'm not sure that they match up with what our roster is.
I don't think so either, because that looked like it was 11. But either way, whoever it was that shot the gap, there won't even be Lucas Wallace, honestly, because he's playing middle linebacker. But he got dragged to the ground. I'm not really sure how he didn't caught for holding.
So Wagner dropping back to pass again, looking for the deep ball, and it's going to be caught for a touchdown. That's a 19-yard touchdown pass from Wagner. Two, and I can't see the number. I think that's
that looks like
Carson Gold.
Yep.
So Red Bank Valley with a 19-yard touchdown pass to open up the scoring with 9:19 to go here in the first quarter. And don't forget, our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes is in full effect. And our first quarter contestant, Shane Ludwig. If the Owls score, you are going to get a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And Wagner's going to be a quarterback keeper, and he's going to go for 2, and he's going to fall incomplete. So Red Bank Valley will hold a 6-0 lead with 9:19 to go. So Toji's touchdown sweepstakes. Shane Ludwig, you are a contestant for the first quarter. If the Owls score here in the first quarter, Mr. Ludwig, you are going to receive a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If the Owls don't score, Shane, you are still a winner in everyone's eyes because you're still going to get the lunch special from Toji's Substation. And the best way to enter, Ryan, I know that we hammer this home every week, you have to visit Toji's, either at the sub shop or the family restaurant. And you
can't just walk in.
No. You got to get some food, too.
You got to sign up.
Yeah, you got to sign up. There's a little sheet, and you put it in the bucket, and that's how you enter to win. Free food. I've never heard anyone complain about free food. So the 2-point conversion for Red Bank Valley, no good. They're getting ready to kick off at their own 40-yard line. That's number 16 for Red Bank Valley kicking off.
Jackson Huffman.
And here's the kick. And again, it's a little pooch kick, not Logan Kohler. And it looks like Matt DeCasper again at the 25. He's out past the 30. He's going to get down to the 34-yard line. And that's where Bradford will take over for their second drive.
Yeah, right there. If I'm Matt DeCasper, I think I would rather let that one go to Lucas Wallace behind me because he's a little bit quicker, a little bit more comfortable with a ball in his hands, you know what I mean? So I think he's only like 3 or 4 yards behind him. I think I would just let that one go and start go ahead and start blocking.
Definitely. I'll do the same thing. So Bradford out. So we're going to see our wing tee. And we got Kohler in the motion. It's going to be a hand up to Logan Kohler. He's out to the outside. He's out to the 30, out to the 35, and he's going to hop over. He's going to pick up 3 yards. We'll bring up a second and 7 for Bradford.
So as always is the case, the end run can't allow the defense to set the edge for you, and that's exactly what Bradford did. Is they allowed Red Bank Valley to set the edge, making Logan Kohler cut inside a little bit sooner than he wanted to. Just goes right into two defenders for Red Bank Valley.
So a second and 7 for Bradford with the wing tee. Single receiver at the top. We got motion by Shirk, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle to Tommy Langdon, and he's going to get popped for a pickup of, he's going to pick up, looks like 2 yards, so it's going to bring up a third down and a long 4.
Yeah, I don't know about you, but Tommy seems like he has been loving contact recently.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he does not shy away from any of that stuff. He's just been running really hard, especially the last, I don't know, 3 quarters. He's been running extremely, extremely hard. I don't know what exactly he's gotten into him, but he's looked a little different the last couple
of weeks. Oh, he's tapping into old Tommy Langdon. That's how he used to run at the youth level. So wing tee again for the Owls. Giordano under center, and here's going to be a hand out to Logan Kohler right at the middle, and he's going to be met by a group of Bulldogs, and he's going to pick up maybe a yard or two. It's going to bring up a 4th down and 2 for the Owls. Interesting to see what they're going to do.
I personally think you go for it here. I know you're on your own side of the field, you're on the wrong side, but you need to come out here and punch Red Bank in the mouth.
Yep.
Now that you've already got scored on, I don't know if I'd trust my defense right now to stop them. So I think I'd go for it. Red Bank Valley's expecting a punt though.
They are, and Bradford's coming out in their wing tee trying to catch Red Bank off guard. And we're going to get offside by Red Bank Valley. An approachment, so that's going to give the Owls a 1st down. Red Bank Valley not expecting Bradford to go for it on the 4th and 2.
No, not at all. They had two guys back to return the punt, and Red Bank's defensive line got a little antsy there, jumped off sides. And
I think Red Bank Valley got a timeout called in time because there is no penalty. So
I did see the far ref on the sideline point initially toward Red Bank Valley, but then he stopped, kind of stopped himself, like they didn't actually get it in time. But that's interesting because they didn't blow the whistle until after the ball had already been snapped. So that's interesting.
That is because, yeah, his lineman definitely jumped, but maybe he jumped at the whistle. I don't know. I thought he jumped
outside. Why would you jump at a whistle?
Because at practice, you do. When you blow the whistle, you got to go. So a 4th down and 2 for Bradford. Andrew Giordano under center again. And here's the snap. It's going to be a handoff to Tommy Landon to the right, and he's going to not get there. He's going to be tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Red Bank Valley is going to take over at the Owls' 42-yard line. We will be right back. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The 3 exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screw-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all 3 distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So it was a pretty quick transition. The Red Bank Valley rushed out to the field. It was a handoff to Caldwell. It was right up the middle, and Tommy Langdon with an early candidate for Love Toyota collision of the game.
Yes, sir.
After he just popped it, head right in the chest, popped him, sat him down right where he was. Trips left for Red Bank Valley now on a 2nd and 10. Here's a snap. Wagner dropping back. Got pressure by the Owls. And here's the pass, and it's going to be caught right at the 40, right at the 38-yard line, and he's close to the 1st down. I think they're going to mark him just short.
See, that's That right there is poor discipline from the secondary of Bradford, because you got somebody, you got the quarterback on the run. You know he's going to have to either throw it away, or force a bad throw if you stick up right on your receiver's hip, and wide receiver for Red Bank Valley just sits on the sidelines wide open.
So third and one here for Red Bank Valley. Under center's quarterback sneak for Wagner, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards on the sneak down to the Owls' 30-yard line. So first and 10 for Red Bank Valley at the Owls' 30-yard line. There's 5:53 to go here in the first quarter. Red Bank Valley leading your Owls 6-0.
Their own little bulldog tush-push.
Oh, yeah. What do you think about the tush-push?
I think if they officiated it correctly, I'd be fine with it.
I think I agree with that.
I think there's a handful of times that they haven't called in big spots that they've jumped off sides or had a false start and wasn't called. I think if it's officiated more closely, I'm fine with it.
So Red Bank Valley trips to the right. Wagner ready for the snap. He's dropping back, looking, and he's got a deep pass, and that could be intercepted. No, right over the hands of Braylon Austin. We'll bring up a second and 10. And Red Bank Valley taking deep shots here early on.
Yeah, we said in the pregame that they don't like to take these little dink and dunk passes. They want to hit you big and hit you fast. Braylon Austin, good job in coverage, though, on Huffman there, who's their best receiver. So that's a good job by Braylon not to get beat and to stay in front of his receiver.
So second and 10 at the Owls' 30-yard line. We got trips right again for Red Bank Valley. Wagner waiting for the snap, a single receiver at the top of the field. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle, and he's met immediately in the backfield. Well-timed blitz by Tommy Langdon, and he's going to lose 2 yards. We'll bring up a third and 12 for the Bulldogs.
Tommy Langdon shot the gap there. Actually, that was Caden Keyshore. Looks like number three, Caden Keyshore, 0-3.
Is that a 0-3?
Yeah, 0-3.
Oh, all right. So Keyshore.
There's new uniforms.
It's white on camouflage.
Yeah, white on camo, and it is very hard. But that is 0-3. Yes, that's 0-3. Right. That split the gap there. So that's Caden Keyshore, who made a great tackle. Sorry, Tommy.
Can't give you that one. All right, trips right on this third and long for Red Bank Valley. Wagner dropping back and has his man. And, oh, good coverage by the Owls. Back shoulder throw attempt, not going to be good at all. So it's going to bring up a fourth and 12, and you're kind of in no man's land here. So you kind of got to go for it, because I don't think that your kicker's kicking a 49-yard field goal.
This is where Red Bank Valley's situation is different from Bradford's in this particular type of down and distance, because you are a team that wants to throw the football.
Yep.
You're a team that feels a lot of confidence in your quarterback and your wide receivers to make a play here, where if Bradford's on fourth and 12, you're a little nervous. These guys, I think they're fully comfortable going for this on fourth and 12.
So fourth and 12, we're going to get a trips right again look, and a single receiver at the top of the field. Bradford backing off a little bit in the secondary. Wagner waiting for the snap. He's dropping back and got some pressure, and Wagner's going to take it. Got him in wide open, and it's going to be a walk-in touchdown for Red Bank Valley. It's going to be a 30-yard completion for Red Bank Valley, and the coverage just broke down. Wagner looked like he was going to take off to the left and take off running, so the cornerback bit off of him and tried to pursue him. Second that he did that, his receiver sprung, and that's how we got a 30-yard touchdown pass on a fourth and 12.
Yeah, they talk about it all the time at any level. If you get your eyes in that, get your eyes in the backfield and get your eyes stuck on the quarterback, then it's easy money for the quarterback to just do a little pitch and catch there.
So, again, Wagner's going to take it in for the two-point conversion, and he rolled his ankle. He's limping. Two-point conversion is good, so that's going to bring the score. Red Bank Valley 14, Bradford 0, 4:26 to go here on homecoming night. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Metallico of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallico offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just saw a 30-yard pass from Wagner to Huffman. Two-point conversion was good after the quarterback keeper. So the score, 14-0, Red Bank Valley on top. 4:26 to go here in the first quarter, and Red Bank getting ready to kick the ball off, and It's a pooch kick this time, and it's going to be returned by
Max Gow.
Max Gow, and he's going to get clotheslined at the 37-yard line, and the Owls will take over there. So that's what we call Mr. Ryan Mackey an illegal tackle.
I mean, that looked pretty illegal to me, but I'm not down there getting paid to referee a high school football game.
No, we're not. We're up here in the booth to talk about high school football.
That's right.
So first and 10 for the Owls. They are at their own 37-yard line. So before things get dark, you kind of got to get things moving here on offense. So
yeah, I think Bradford needs to come out and be aggressive here. I don't think we can stick with the inside run to Tommy, outside run to Logan here.
So we're going to get Andrew Giordano out of shotgun, and he's going to drop back the pass. Looking for Braylon Austin, just throws it up, and that's going to be almost intercepted. Into double coverage there, so that'll bring up a second and 10 for the Owls.
Right there, I think Andrew tries to throw a sideline ball. I think if he actually throws that ball into the middle, I think because Braylon looked like he wanted to break into the middle, but Andrew threw that ball to the sideline. I don't know if there was miscommunication on the play call or what, but I think if that ball goes inside, Braylon actually has a really good chance to catch that ball.
So second and 10 for the Owls are coming out in shotgun again. Two receivers at the top of the field. And it's going to be a keeper for Andrew Giordano. He's trying to get to the right. He's out past the 35, out to the 39-yard line. We'll pick up 2 yards, and that's where we're going to get a third down and 8 for the Owls.
See, I like the design QB run here. But me personally, I think I would have Andrew set that up as a pass. I don't think I'm having him just take off and run because they're – Red Bank Valley's defense is so confident that they have their eyes in the backfield at all times, even if nobody else is back there. So they're confident in their back end. Those defensive linemen are not fooled by anything like that. So I think I would have set it up as a pass.
So wing T, we got motion by Fabian Shirk. It's going to be a handoff to Shirk, who's looking for a hole. He's out to the 39 to the 40-yard line where he's going to be brought down. It's going to bring up a 4th and 7 for the Owls at their own 40-yard line.
And again, the outside run to Shirk. But, again, Bradford has to set the edge for this to work, and they're just not successful with doing that at the moment. And to be honest, 4th and 7 here, this one I almost feel like you want to punt. It's a little bit further of a fourth down. You're a little bit deeper in your own territory.
They are going to punt it.
Yep.
I think they got Lucas Wallace back for the punt. He's going to rugby-style kick it. There's the kick, almost blocked, and it's going to land right at the 30-yard line. It's going to roll down to the 20-yard line. It looks like it's going to be dead at the 16-yard line where Red Bank will take over. We're going to take a break. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back, and we got a toss from Wagner, the running back. He's out to the 15, and he's going to get brought down right at the 19-yard line. So a 3-yard pickup for Red Bank Valley. It's going to bring up a 2nd down and 7 for the Bulldogs.
It's a good tackle by young Lucas Wallace out there from his middle linebacker spot. Reading the defense really well, or reading the offense really well. I heard he had messaged a former coach of his for some advice, and looks like he heeded that advice right there. Just waiting a half a second, waiting to see where the holes are opening up at and attacking the hole right. Got low, made a good tackle.
So trips right for Red Bank Valley. Single receiver at the top of the field. Wagner ready for the snap, and here's the snap, and he's going to do a swing pass to the running back, and he's out of the 15 to the 20, and he's going to go out of bounds right around the 25-yard line. And they're going to mark him out at the 26. So it's going to bring up a... Oh, I think they're going to give him the first down. So good enough for a first down. So it's going to be 1st down and 10, Red Bank Valley at their own 27-yard line after the 8-yard pickup.
Yeah, right there. Bradford's got to figure out a way to make that tackle there because all they have is Jackson Huffman out here blocking, and we had two corners on the same side fighting the same blocker, and he was able to block two corners at once. Somebody's got to get off that block and make a tackle sooner.
And I think we do have a timeout on the field, and we're going to stay here for this timeout. They're Red Bank Valley's leading the Owls 14-0 with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to go. So, Ryan Mackey, go ahead and preach your business, brother. I'm ready to hear it.
But what?
About the Owls. How are we looking here in the first quarter?
Well, quite honestly, the offense is extremely stagnant right now. We got to get a little bit more explosive, a little bit more creative with our plays. And defensively, we've had a couple flashes where shown really good coverage, especially against a high-powered offense like this. But we've also shown some mental errors, like that last play, for example, where you got two-on-one blocking, and he's able to block two of your guys. Somebody's got to be able to get off of that block and make a tackle a lot sooner.
So, correction, it is going to be a third and short, so he is down at the 26-yard line. It's third and one for Red Bank Valley. So I'm going to run off an assumption here and say that they're going to quarterback sneak with Wagner. And here's a snap, and yep, it's a sneak, and it's going to be a tush push, and he's going to spin his way around to get to the 27-yard line, and I think that he has it.
Yeah, I think he's just a little past the marker, yeah. Lucas Wallace tried his best to jump over that line to try to stop him, but I don't think he did a whole lot because defensive line got a little too tall.
Yep.
They didn't stay too low and allowed that offensive line to push them forward a little bit more just for that couple extra inches that he needed to get the first down.
All right, so first and 10 for Red Bank Valley at their own 27-yard line, and I expect them to probably take a shot here. So it was number 16. Is that Huffman?
Yeah.
So Huffman is the lone receiver closest to us. Trips at the far side of the field. Wagner ready for the snap, and he's going for Huffman. He's got the ball. He's right to the 35. He's going to be brought down right at the 37-yard line, and that's close to a first down. I think they're going to mark him past the first down marker, so that will be a first down for Red Bank Valley.
Yeah, poor Colton Miller has been put in a tough spot all year.
Oh. Red Bank Valley hurrying up. They got trips to the far side of the field. Huffman again. Wagner dropping back, and he's got a man in the middle of the field. A little juke move. He's out to the 45, to the 47-yard line where he'll be brought down. That's a 7-yard pickup, and we got a penalty flag on the field.
Yes.
So we will see what the flag is. It's going to be a 9-yard pickup, actually.
Wyatt Byers. No relation to Will Byers.
Or Byers Ice Cream.
Well, you don't know that.
I do know that.
Or Will Byers from Stranger Things.
Personal foul. Number 58. Don't know what the personal foul was, but it's going to be a 15-yard penalty against the Owls, and that's going to give Red Bank Valley, it's going to move them into Owls territory, right into the Owls nest, some would say.
That's 58 Jacob Abers. This game, I will say, Bradford has been very talkative to start this game, so not sure if he did anything, if he said something or something actually happened, but I didn't see anything wrong from up here in the press box.
I didn't either. Could have been a face mask. First down and 10 for Red Bank Valley at the Owls, 37 or 38-yard line. Wagner dropping back for a pass. And pressure from the Owls. And Wagner's going to throw a ball, and it's going to be caught, and it's going to be a touchdown, a 38-yard touchdown to Byers. And the score is now going to be Red Bank Valley 20, Bradford 0, with 40.7 seconds to go here in the first quarter. And here's a penalty flag thrown at an Owls player, so it looked like the Owls player said something to the referee, and he did not like it.
Yeah, you can't do that. You can't put your team in an even bigger hole and start becoming undisciplined just by saying something. But Bradford has been very, very talkative so far this evening, to say the least.
So Red Bank Valley going for the extra point here, not the two-point conversion. And here's the snap. And we're going to get a penalty flag. Might be an offside by the Owls. So we're going to see what the penalty flag is.
Yeah, it looks like, I can't tell the number, 50 for Bradford. Caleb Mackey looks like he got a little excited on the extra point attempt.
So now the ball is going to get moved half the distance to the goal, and Red Bank Valley is going to bring out their two-point conversion squad.
I was going to say, they're probably going to go for two now, I would assume.
And let's see what they line up in, Ryan. So
I wonder.
So it's going to be a quarterback sneak for Wagner. So, oh, he's going to go all the way to the left, fools the whole defense, fakes the sneak, and takes off to the left. Two-point conversion is good. The score now, Red Bank Valley 22, Bradford 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
With Brantford Owls football on WESB Sports comes free food. Enter Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes at Toji's Family Restaurant or Toji's Substation.
Every week, we'll draw four names during the broadcast.
If your name is chosen, we'll assign you a quarter in the game.
If the Owls score in your quarter, Toji's Family Restaurant will give you a free value pack meals dinner.
And if they don't score, you'll win a free lunch special at Toji's Substation.
You win either way.
Enter Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes and hear Brantford Owls football Friday nights on B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Brantford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just witnessed a 38-yard flick of the wrist touchdown pass to Byers from Wagner. Two-point conversion was good. Red Bank Valley up 22-0 here in the first quarter. And here's the kick, and this one might not go to Logan. It's going to be taken by Lucas Wallace at his own 20. He's out to the 25, to the 30, to the 35, and he's going to be brought down right at the 39-yard line. So Lucas Wallace close to breaking it.
Little shoelace tackle by Kane Munring.
Let me see that last name. We're going to call that Munring.
So I didn't butcher it, I guess.
Monrian.
Shoelace tackle there, but for Lucas Wallace, he might be making a house call. Might be sitting on the O. And
Shane Ludwig might be our Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes winner.
That's very true.
Here in the first quarter. So the Owls got 35 seconds to do it, Mr. Ludwig. If you win, you get a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If not, you're still going to get your lunch special. Bradford out in the shotgun formation. Here's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's out to the 37. That's where he's going to be met, to the 38. And I think he's going to get to the 39-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of nothing. Sorry, they marked the ball at the 39-yard line. So, yeah, pickup of zero for Tommy Langdon.
See, I like Tommy's aggressiveness, but I really would have liked to see him cut up the field right there. I think he kind of targeted a Red Bank Valley defender and was daring him to tackle him. And he didn't get brought down, but I would still like to see him make a quick little cut to the right there and try to take off upfield. But Tommy, like I said, I think Tommy's just looking for contact.
Tommy loves contact. So wing T formation, single receiver at the top of the field. Shirk in the motion. It's going to be a handoff to Shirk, and he's going to cut up the middle. He's out past the 40 to the 43. He's going to be brought down at the 44-yard line. So he will pick up 4 yards, maybe five, actually. And it's going to be a third down and five for the Owls. Clock's running here in the first quarter, just under 12 seconds to go. Your Owls down 22-0.
I see a lot of standing over, like half flexing on after tackles.
And the Owls are content with letting this run out to end the first quarter, so it's going to end us. Bradford Owls are down 22-0 at home on homecoming weekend to Red Bank Valley. We will be right back with the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallic O'Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM,
and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps
and WESB.com. WESB Bradford,
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School football.
And the Owls just tried to run a reverse play here right at the first play of the second quarter, and it is blown up by Red Bank Valley. They're going to lose 7 yards off the Logan Kohler carry, and that's going to bring up a fourth down and long for the Owls. It's going to be fourth down and 14. Are they going to give them a benefit of the doubt? It's only going to be a 2-yard loss. We did run backwards.
True.
But, yeah, fourth down and 12 for the Owls, and they're going to be forced upon here from their 37-yard line.
Yeah, this one you have to punt away.
And Lucas Wallace ready for the punt, and he's going to kick it. It's a good punt, and it's going to be returned at the 28-yard line. And he's out to the 35, out to the 40, at the 41. That's where he's going to be brought down, and that's where Red Bank Valley will take over at their own 41-yard line after the tackle by 61.
Good job by Tommy Langdon there to break down and not get juked out in the open field like that. That was almost textbook tackling. The way he just broke down, chopped his feet a little bit, and got nice and low.
Heads up football there.
Shout out
to the crew who runs heads up football in the United States, because that has been ingrained in their head since they were about 6 years old.
As it should be.
So Red Bank Valley coming out shotgun again with the wing back, two receivers at the top of the field. Here's the snap and handoff right up the middle to the 40, out to the 45. And he's going to get brought down at the 47-yard line. It'll be a second down and five for Red Bank Valley at their own 47.
Yeah, Red Bank Valley not doing anything too crazy with the run game. Really just runs right up the middle off the center on a dive. Caden Keyshore makes a good open field tackle, but sometimes it seems like Bradford's getting pressure up the middle, and then Colwell's just able to break through, and he just kind of burst forward for 4 yards.
He's quick out of the backfield,
too. He is. He's a really quick first step.
So same formation as the previous one. Wagner ready for the snap. He's going to drop back to pass, looking for a receiver. He's going deep for the ball. He's up to the 30. The ball's going to be caught at the 20-yard line by Huffman, and that's a big catch of about 32 yards for Red Bank Valley. So they're cooking right here. They're at the Owls' 20-yard line now.
I will say that is a much better play on Huffman's part than it is bad coverage on Fabian Shirk's part. Fabian Shirk is actually in really good position. Huffman just climbs the ladder very well, goes up and toe touches to stay in bounds to make the catch. That was a much, much more on the offense than it was on the defense there.
So first and 10 at the Owls' 20 after the big play by Wagner to Huffman. And here's the snap, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle again. The Caldwell is up past the 15. He's going to go to the 10. He's out to the 5, and he's going to be brought down at the 3-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for Red Bank Valley after the 17-yard pickup, or let's call it a 16-yard pickup by Caldwell.
Yeah, again, nothing really fancy, just a dive up the middle. He's got that quick initial burst. He's able to break through the second level, just makes one juke off to the left-hand side, makes a couple guys miss, breaks a couple tackles, and gets brought down right before the touchdown.
And our second quarter contestant, Kim Brown, if the Owls score here in the second quarter, you're going to be our winner of the Toji's Touchdown Sweepstakes. Hand off at the middle of the Caldwell, and he's going to run in for the touchdown, and that's going to extend the lead for the Bulldogs. It's now going to be 28-0, Red Bank Valley pending the extra point. And, again, Kim Brown, if the Owls do score here in the second quarter, you're going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And if they don't, you're still going to get your lunch special from Toji Stubbs Station. All you got to do is stop in, sign up on the little sheet, and you're entered to win at either Toji's locations. They're right next to each other. Hard to miss on East Main Street. Red Bank Valley ready for the extra point. Kick is up, and kick is good, and it's going to be 29-0, Red Bank Valley. 10:02 to go in the second quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. We just had a 3-yard touchdown run by Caldwell. Extra point was up and good, and Red Bank Valley extends their lead to 29-0 here early in the second quarter. There's 10:02 to go, and now they're getting ready for the kickoff, and hopefully the Owls can get some business cooking on offense, because you don't want to fall behind like we are right now. And here's the kickoff at the 40, and it's going to be returned at the 27-yard line. He's out to the 35, gets tripped up, and he is going to get brought down at the 37-yard line. The ball did come out, but he was already down, so Bradford will take over at their own 37-yard line.
Yeah, surprisingly, Red Bay Valley is still very cautious to get the ball into Logan Kohler's hands on those kickoffs. So, I mean, that shows a lot of respect that they have for Logan Kohler's playmaking ability, but unfortunate for Bradford that they're – most explosive kick returner isn't able to get the ball in his hands so far.
So the Owls are going to take over. They're going to mark him at the 38-yard line. So it'll be a first and 10 at their own 38. And kudos to Red Bank Valley's defense, because they have been on it today.
Yeah, they have.
We got motion by Shirk, and it's going to be a keeper by Shirk. And Giordano's going to try to do a QB boot. And Red Bank Valley not fooled at all. And he's going to be He's going to slide down. He's not brought down. He's going to slide down at his 31-yard line. And it's going to be bring up a second and long for the Owls. So it looks like we're going to call it a second and 18.
Yeah, I mean, right there, I think Andrew, I know this is probably a designed run, but he needs to throw that ball away. Make it look like it was a designed pass and just get rid of it, because you can't take a huge loss like that in this position that you're in right now.
So Andrew Giordano, he's going to be at a shotgun at his own 25-yard line. The ball is marked at the 31, but he's back deep for a shotgun pass. 6 yards, that's a lot.
Yep.
Waiting for the snap. Here's a snap, and he's going to drop back to pass looking for Braylon Austin, and he's just going to throw it up in hopes that we do get it. And that was for Colton Miller, actually. And the pass is going to fall incomplete. It was all the way down at the Red Bank Valley 35. And it's going to bring up a third down and 18 for your Owls.
See, I think Giordano holds the ball a little bit too long there. I think Colton actually had a step, and he actually placed the ball in a good spot. But I think if Colton doesn't have to stop and come back to that ball, and he just hits him in stride, I think Colton catches that at the very least for a huge play, if not a touchdown if he's able to break the tackle. But I think Giordano just waited a touch too long.
So Giordano back again out of the shotgun formation, and he's going to fumble the ball, and there's going to be penalty flags all over the place. He's going to hand the ball off to Tommy Langdon. He's going to lose 3 yards. There's a penalty flag on the field. Usually, 90% of the time, Ryan, it's a what?
Holding.
So we will see what the Zebras say. That is a code name for the referees, for those at home who don't know.
They're speaking to Red Bank right now. Probably their captain, probably discussing what they want to do with the penalty.
Illegal shift. Penalties declined. So Tommy will lose 2 yards on the carry. It's going to bring up a fourth down, and we'll call it a 20. Fourth down and 20 for the Owls at their own 28-yard line. And here's the punt by Lucas Wallace, and the kick's very high punt. And it's going to be returned at the 35. Oh, no, he's going to let it go, and it's going to roll down to the 25-yard line, and that's where Red Bank Valley will take over. So Red Bank Valley leading the Owls 29-0, 8:44 to go here in the second quarter. And I think you kind of got to start selling out on blitzes here to get something happen. You got to create some type of electricity.
Yeah, I mean, I said during the pregame, and if not, it was on my pregame notes, that the only way Bradford was going to win this game is if they got pressure and forced Red Bank's Wagner into making mistakes. And so far, they've gotten pressure, but their secondary has failed them and allowed receivers to get wide open. So it's got to be one big collective effort and not just one unit doing their part.
So Tripp's right, and they're going to do a bubble screen to number 7 and not fooled at all by the Owls. I think that is Keyshore. Nope, that's Braylon Austin. So he's going to lose 2 yards. It's going to bring up a 2nd and 12 for the Bulldogs.
See, good read there defensively by Braylon Austin, and he got off his block really well. Was able to make a good tackle in the open field on a good receiver. So that's Bradford needs to have more plays like that defensively in order to try to keep this game within. I don't know what the correct word is that I'm looking for, but they got to, in order to give themselves a fighter's chance, they need to make plays like that defensively.
So Tripp's right for Red Bank Valley. Bradford blitzing, and Wagner dropping back the pass, and here's the ball, and it's a beautiful pass, and it's intercepted. And he's going to get up to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, and he's going to fumble the interception. It's going to be recovered by Red Bank Valley. My God, so that is a possession change with another possession change. Red Bank Valley got themselves a first down now at their own 39-yard line. So who was it that got the interception?
Fabian Shirk,
yeah, fumbling the interception return, and he's going to want that one back.
Yeah, in that situation, like I understand we just said you need to get something to get some momentum going, a positive play, an explosive play. That was it, but I don't think you need to fight for the extra yards. I think you just need to go down when you're in a group like that, and that's exactly why, because then you get the ball stripped out, and now you get the ball right back to Red Bank Valley after a beautiful play by him, beautiful read. Just gotta be a little bit smarter to go down.
Let the stats show that is an interception.
Yes, very much
so. Wagner, ready? We got Tripp's to the right for Wagner, ready for the snap. It's going to be a pitch to the running back, and he's going to be met right in the backfield at the 30-yard line by a few owls, a flock of owls. I want to say that it's Tommy Langdon
that
this time. So he's going to lose 5 yards. It's going to bring up a second and 15 for the Bulldogs. So the Owls, I feel like they have done good on the outside run plays that Red Bank Valley has done.
Yeah.
So that is a silver lining. It's just everything else in between has not gone in their favor. So trips left here for Red Bank Valley. Single receiver at the top of the field. It's press coverage, so you got to watch that. And dropping back the pass. And it's going to be almost intercepted again by Shirk for a second one. So it'll be a third down and 15 for Red Bank Valley.
I'll tell you what, that's Fabian Shirk one-on-one with Huffman, the best receiver for Red Bank Valley, and he not showing any fear right now with him, going toe-to-toe with him right there, and he actually jumps that slant route, has a really good chance at interception, but unfortunately I think it got up on him a little bit quicker than he probably was expecting to, and it hit him in the stomach and drops it, but really good job by him.
So the third and 15 for Red Bank, and they're going to bubble screen again and not fooled by Bradford, but he's out to the 30, to the 40, to the 50, to the 40, to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Red Bank Valley. And that's going to be a 70-yard pass and catch from Wagner to Huffman. And just when you think that you have something going here on defense, the Bulldogs learned to bite back.
Yeah, I mean, even right there, they read the play correctly.
Just missed the tackle. Missed the tackle, and that would have been a big loss, too. You're talking about a 5 or 6 yard loss there if they get the tackle.
Oh, easily.
So the score now is Red Bank Valley 35, Bradford 0. There's 6:46 to go here in the second quarter. And Red Bank Valley getting ready for the extra point. Waiting on the snap, and here's the snap. Kicks up, and kick is tipped, and it's going to go right off the post. So the extra point is no good. So the score will remain Red Bank Valley 35, Bradford 0. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Bradford Owls football. This is on WESB Sports, and we're getting ready for the kickoff here at the... They're at their own 40-yard line, and here's the kick, and it's going to be a pooch kick, and it's going to land at the 40-yard line. He's going to get to the 41, ooh, to the 42. I think that was Max Gow again on a return, so it'll be a return of 2 yards, and Bradford will be set up with good field position at their own 42-yard line.
Yeah, Max Gow right there got popped on,
yeah, he did,
on the return. He's getting brought down, and somebody from Medbank came flying in him. Popped him as he was going down. I'm glad to see him get back up.
They said them Bulldogs don't bite.
What?
I don't. That was a movie quote. So first and 10.
Be a puppy, get off the porch.
First down and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Giordano ready for the snap. He's dropping back to pass. Looking for Braylon Austin and almost intercepted. It was intended for Logan Kohler at the 30-yard line. And it's going to be a second down and 10. So I think Braylon's just trying to force the ball into places where they don't belong right now.
Andrew?
Yeah. Sorry, Andrew.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Giordano trying to force the ball into places where they don't belong.
Right. And right there, you got two receivers, both Logan and Braylon Austin, basically within a 5 yard vicinity of each other that you're essentially double covered at that point. Both of them are essentially double covered. He's in that deep of the field. You just had the other cornerback slide over and the ball's near.
So the second and 10 for the Owls, Giordano's going to do a swing pass to Colton Mailer, and he's going to get blown up right at the 38-yard line. And the Owls are going to lose 4 yards, we'll call it 3 yards, on the reception. So it's going to be a third down and 12 for the Owls with 6:18 to go, down 35-0 here in the second quarter.
Yeah, going back to that pass play, you got to have some separation between your two receivers. You can't allow two defenders to be able to cover both your receivers all at once in that type of situation, especially when they're both going on go routes.
So we got shotgun again for the Owls, and Giordano stepping back to pass. Look, it looks like he's trying to keep it. He's out to the 40. He's going to get brought down at the 45-yard line. You got to throw the ball there. There was no open lane there. So it's going to be a fourth down and seven for the Owls. And at this point, you got nothing. You're almost to half field, midfield, so might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta go for it here.
But they do have Lucas Wallace in for the punt, it looks like. So
if I'm Lucas, I'm calling my own number.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah.
You're probably going to run a couple laps.
No. Andrew's coming onto the field.
I think they were going to go for it. Maybe we're looking at a fake punt, and Lucas Wallace rolling to the right, and he's going to keep it. He's out to the 45, and he's going to get brought down at the 49-yard line, and the fake punt will go nowhere, and Red Bank Valley is going to take over at the Owls' 49-yard line. So nothing going anywhere and in any way for the Owls tonight.
Yeah, no, I mean, Red Bank Valley's defense been extremely disciplined, as we expected them to be. We said they were a good team. But offensively for Bradford, it's just been, honestly, it's just been status quo.
It has been, but you have a quarterback, Lucas Wallace, who has a cannon of an arm. You're like, keep it, rather than trying to throw a pass, and he can whiz the ball too.
Right.
Twins to the right for Wagner. It's going to be a handoff right at the middle of the Caldwell. He's out past the 45, and he's going to be brought down at the 44-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards, and he'll bring up a second down and four for the Bulldogs.
See, defensively, I think that's number 7. Like I said, I don't know if these numbers are matching up. That's Andrew Giordano. He shoots a gap, overcommits into the gap, and instead of breaking down, getting low, and possibly making a tackle, just kind of reaches his arm out and just keeps running into the backfield. And you got to have, as your quarterback, you got to have some better effort.
So second and 5 is what they're going to mark it, and here's going to be a snap. It's going to be a handoff right at the middle, and he's going to be bottled up and going nowhere. He's going to lose a yard, actually, so it's going to be a third down and 6 for Red Bank Valley at the Owls' 45-yard line.
Yeah, see that? Great job by the defensive line there, led by number 58 for Bradford.
Jacob Abers,
which I feel like I know a lot of the numbers now, but I always feel like I have to double-check. But good job by him getting a good push off a snap and disrupting that play up the middle.
So third and 6, and Wagner's going to roll to his right looking for a receiver, and he's going to find the open man but just underthrew him. So fourth and 6, and we might see Red Bank Valley's punter for the first time tonight.
Yep. Red Bank Valley had a receiver wide open, number 14, Wyatt Byers, but Bradford's defense saw it, bit on him, and then they left Jackson Huffman wide open, and Wagner's smart enough to see that and attempt to throw it to Huffman on the sideline. Fortunately for Bradford, it fell incomplete because he would have been gone.
So Red Bank Valley is punting the ball, and here's the snap, and he's going to go for it, and a receiver wide open at the 35-yard line, down to the 30, to the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Red Bank Valley, after the fake punt play, the fake punt pass, will be a 45-yard touchdown pass to Huffman. And
From Huffman.
I can't see
it's
who it was.
Easton Maganotti.
Easton Maganotti.
Yep.
So a 45-yard touchdown pass on the fake punt. And Red Bank extends their lead to 41-0, pending the extra point. So kicker lining up for the extra point. Bradford has done good in the extra points and getting pressure on the kicker. If only we could translate that to the quarterback. And here's the kick, and it is good. And the score will be Red Bank Valley 42, Bradford 0. 3 minutes, 30 seconds to go here on homecoming night. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle.
Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889.
Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
WDXCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. Red Bank Valley, they had the 45-yard punt fake punt pass. And here's the kick. It's going to be returned at the 25-yard line. He's going to get out past the 30. He's going to be brought down at the 35-yard line. And I can't tell. Is that number 60?
61.
61?
Yep.
Might have Love Toyota Collision of the game. He just pink. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
Just leveled him.
Luke Erickson.
Luke Erickson. That's the athletic director's son. Laying the boom.
That was a huge block. He was very close to having a clipping called on him because that defender was starting to turn just a little bit. I think if he would have been a half second later, I think he would have got called for clipping. But
you know what, Luke Erickson, you have been nominated for the Love Toyota Collision of the Game.
That's
here
a
in
pretty
the
strong
quarter.
Case right there.
So the Owls will take over at their own 35-yard line. We got motion by Logan Kohler, and here's going to be a pitch to Logan Kohler. He's trying to get to the outside. He's out to the 35, and he's actually going to lose yards. So he's going to get brought down at the 33-yard line. We'll bring up a 2nd and 12 for the Owls.
Yeah, again, Bradford's really having a hard time setting the edge against this Red Bank Valley defense. Logan, who's very quick, can make just about anybody miss, but can't do anything when there's two or three defenders on the outside just waiting for him. It's been tough sledding for him the last couple of games in general.
So 2nd and 12 for the Owls. They're coming out in shotgun. They got twins. And Giordano waiting for the snap, and he's going to drop back to pass. And he's going to roll out to the left, and he's going to be sacked right at the 25-yard line. And it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 21. Maybe we'll just call it 20. So 3rd and 20 after the sack. And that is, you rolled to the wrong side.
Yep.
You rolled to the wrong side. That's all it was. We'll chalk that up to first-year starting quarterback.
Yeah, but at this point, we're what?
We're week six.
Six?
Yes, sir.
Week six?
Yes, sir.
Can we really chalk anything up to first-year starting anything at this point, week six?
Technically.
Not talking bad about Andrew, but just asking a question.
So it's going to be a false start on the Owls. They came out wing T ready to go, and they're going to get backed up to their 20-yard line now. And if I was going off of our statistics, I believe that pushes us into negative yardage for the game.
Oh, if we're including penalties, then yes, absolutely.
Yep. So it will now be a 3rd and 25 for the Owls at their own 20-yard line. And now you got to throw the ball. You got to take a shot down the field. You're down 42-0 here. We're just under a minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. And body language not good by the Owls, and we're going to get a timeout on the field. And we're going to take a timeout while they figure out the play call. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. I could not tell who called the timeout. I'm going to say Bradford did because they're the ones taking the longer time out of the timeout.
I would assume so. I'm trying to draw up your best play.
So what's going on in Raptor Land tomorrow? Because you are the president of the Bradford Raptors.
That I am. Our local youth football team. We will be playing our final regular season game tomorrow at Fretz.
Oh, what time's kickoff for Pee Wee?
Pee Wee is at 1 p.m.
So you're not doing anything tomorrow. Go support the Raptors. We got Logan Kohler under motion. It's going to be a hand out to Logan Kohler, who has space. If we can get a block, he's going to make a cut. He's out to the 25, to the 30. He's going to be brought down to the 31-yard line. So he did have some space to run. He's going to pick up 12 yards, and now it's going to be a 4th down and 13 for the Owls.
See, this is exactly what I was talking about just a few plays ago, where Logan can make just about anybody miss in the open field. He's just got to get some blocks out in front of him.
He had one guy to beat, and our guy missed the block. I think that was—I don't know who it was, but missed the block. So now you got to punt the ball. So Luke will come back on again. Who, and everything that's been kind of dark, he's kind of been the shining star because he has been booting the ball well. He's going to roll to the right. The punt's up in the air, and Red Bank Valley is going to fair catch it at their 35-yard line. The ref's going to mark him down at the 34-yard line, and that's where Red Bank Valley will take over at their own 34-yard line.
Number 21, freshman Bentley Evans was not happy that he fair caught that. He wanted to get a piece of him, of that return man there, because he was flying down the field and unfortunately had to stop dead in his tracks, or at least try to stop his momentum. But he wanted some. He was looking for some contact.
He was looking for contact. So, 42-0, minute to go here in the first half.
Yep.
Red Bank's got the ball, and I believe they get the ball coming out of the halftime.
They do.
Out of the C.J. Wallace Engineering halftime show. Wagner ready. We've got trips right. Wagner doing the screen to number 7, and it's going to be deflected by, is that 19?
I think that's 9. I believe that's Matt DeCasper.
Matt DeCasper with the...
No, that was 19. No, it's 9.
That is 9. Who's number 9?
Matt DeCasper.
Matt DeCasper with the pass deflection.
Yeah.
Either way. We'll bring up a second down and 10. Again, Red Bank Valley at their own 34-yard line.
I will say, I really like these Bradford camo jerseys, but they are very difficult to read.
Very hard to read. So we're going to get twins to the right, and we're going to get a single receiver to the left. And here's the snap. Wagner dropping back into single coverage. And he's going to throw the ball short, and it's going to fall incomplete. It was intended for Huffman at the 40-yard line. So now it's going to be third down and 10 for Red Bank Valley.
That is a very rare miss for Wagner to Huffman. They've been... All year, they've been very, very much on the same page. But Wagner, I don't think Wagner would have set his feet very well.
You know what it is? They're up big, and they're starting to get lazy. When you get up big, you kind of get that ego to you, and everything's easy. And I think that's what it was. I can speak from experience.
It's fair.
Ready for the snap, and Bradford showing blitz. Wagner rolling out to his right. And has a man wide open, and he's going to be caught at the 35 to the 30, and he's going to not go down. And the ball's ripped out, and he's out to the 35, to the 40, to the 45, to the 50, to the 40, and he's going to get popped by number 53. He's going to go out of bounds at the 30-yard line, and that's going to be a strip fumble for Fabian Shirk. That's 2 turnovers caused by Fabian Shirk. And the Owls cooking here with 30 seconds to go in the first half after the massive return, the fumble strip, and the return by Shirk.
Did he rip that one through free?
Yeah.
Very, very impressive. Very nice, Fabian.
And I'm not shocked that the Red Bank receiver was called down because it looked like his knee hit. But benefits us. I'm not complaining.
Blessing in disguise.
Yep. So the Owls at their first play in the enemy territory. They're at the Red Bank Valley 31. You got to take a shot here if you're the Owls. And Giordano dropping back, and he's going to take the shot to Braylon Austin. And Braylon Austin looked like he was playing defense rather than trying to catch the ball. He went up to swat the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know what was up with that, but we will move on to second and 10.
Yeah, he goes on that go route and literally just stops running his route. I think if he keeps his momentum going forward, he's
walking in for a touchdown.
Yeah, the ball's hitting him in the helmet. I'm honestly not sure why he stopped running.
That's things we will never know. And Giordano dropping back again for the pass and getting some pressure by Red Bank Valley. There's going to be a penalty flag, and he's going to be sacked. He's going to get brought down at the 38-yard line. And, again, there is a penalty flag on the field, which is usually a holding call.
Yeah, there's going to be holding on 62 for Bradford, I believe.
Can't wait to see what the penalty flag is.
Yeah, I believe there's a 62 Jeremy Pierce on the hold there.
So that's going to back him up 10 yards. There's 17 seconds left to go. The Owls down 42-0. The Owls with the goose egg on the board. And that's going to back them up to the Red Bank Valley 41-yard line. And Red Bank Valley's going to, or Bradford's going to take a timeout. And we're going to stick around for this timeout. So it's going to be a very exciting locker room, I imagine, for the Owls.
It sure will be animated, or at least I would expect it to be.
Yeah.
You would think being down 42-0, I don't think it'd be a very, hey, it's okay, guys, type of conversation. But I guess we won't really know.
Well, then I think the Owls need a swift kick in the booty. Get their mind right.
I mean, they got big Frank McAndrew down there.
He's so big, too.
I think if he's at something, he'd be like, yes, sir. Yep, I'm on it.
I looked at him one time and said, get him a swamp donkey.
Frank is a big boy.
Yeah, he is. So the Owls dropping back to pass. Pressure again by Red Bank Valley, and he's going to be sacked again. And he's going to lose a yard. We'll bring up a fourth down and long, and I think the Owls are not going to let this go to halftime. So I think they're going to use their final timeout and try to take a shot down the field. I think at this time I'd probably put Lucas Wallace in at quarterback.
I mean, why not give Lucas a chance here in this particular situation
yeah.
right here, where he's debatably has a bigger arm.
Yep.
He's a more mobile quarterback than Andrew is. Why not give him a chance to have the dual threat ability?
Not that
Andrew doesn't, but Lucas, I think we all can agree that Lucas is a more mobile
right.
of the two. Andrew's just a little bigger. And the arm strength might even be the same, if not favor Lucas just a little.
Yeah, older. I mean, you're down 42-0. There's nothing to lose. I would see if you can get some reps with Lucas with the first string offense, but we don't know what happens at practice, so we're not able to make that call. So the fourth and long for the Owls, fourth and 22, and Andrew Giordano is going to throw off his back foot. It's going to be intercepted by Red Bank Valley, and he's out to the 15, to the 20, and he's going to go out of bounds at the 17-18 yard line, and that's going to take us to halftime. With Red Bank Valley up on your Bradford Owls, 42-0. We will be back with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallico Bradford, Bud's Towing and Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM,
and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps
and WESB.com.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket. And enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the family bar with the car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction does everything from the ground up, including excavation, concrete, and foundation work, carpentry, landscaping, and more. See Gleason for bulk ground products as well, like mulch, gravel, topsoil, and salt for wintertime. See them at GleasonConstruction.com to see all they can do for you.
Metallica of Bradford wants to buy your ferrous and non-ferrous items such as steel, brass, copper, and aluminum. They work with you to create a recycling plan that can become a profit center for your business. Metallica offers competitive and fair pricing every day, every time. They won't promise you a high price and pay you significantly less when you arrive. Visit them at 286 High Street in Bradford or call them at 814-362-6873 for their special Metallico pricing.
Owned locally, respected worldwide, that's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
Team Miner is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Miner in Bradford is there for you. Team Miner provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Miner can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to teamminer.com and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Miner!
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football and WESB Sports. This is your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. And Bradford are doing their homecoming festivities, so we will announce who the King and Queen winner is when they get announced. But we want to talk about why the Owls are down 42-0 against Red Bank Valley at home at during homecoming. So let's talk about what's happening here, Ryan.
Well, I mean, right now they're just being physically outmatched in every sense of the word, to be honest with you. But I really think it's basic play calling.
Yeah, there's just nothing's going right for them. They're not able to establish anything. I think we were just doing a breakdown of the stats during the break here, and we have the Owls at 29 total yards of offense. And 33 of those 29 yards are rushing yards because it was a -4-yard pass and play.
Yeah.
So I mean, Andrew Giordano is 1-for-5 on the night with one interception for -4 yards. You want to give us a stats breakdown, and I'll tell you how we got to the score of 42-0?
Yeah, on the Bradford side, like you said, Giordano's 1-for-5, -4 yards with a pick. Rushing-wise, he's 2-for-3. Fabian Shirk's got 2 rushes for 5 yards. Tommy Langdon, who had a big game last week, he's only got 5 rushes for 16 yards. Logan Kohler, 5 rushes for 15 yards. And Lucas Wallace has the 1-for-2 on the fake punt that we had earlier in the second quarter. And that's literally all we got right now offensively for Bradford. So not a very good day offensively at the moment. But you never know what the second half will bring. See what kind of fire Coach Puglio and his staff can light underneath Bradford. But you never want to be down 42-0.
No,
because you're
coming out in the second half under the mercy rule.
Yeah.
So that clock's going to keep rolling. The touch base on the goose egg that we have on the board. Shane Ludwig, you were our first quarter contestant for Togi's. You're going to get the lunch special from Togi's Substation. And Kim Brown, you were our winner for the second quarter, and you are going to get the lunch special from Togi's Substation as well. So coming to the third quarter, Tina Turek, you will be our third quarter contestant. But, yeah, I want to tell you how we got to 42-0. So the game started out. There was 9:19 to go. There was a 19-yard pass from Wagner to Gold. The extra point was no good. And then with 4:26 to go in the first quarter, Wagner to Huffman for 30 yards. The extra point, there was no extra point. He went for 2. That brought the score to 14-0. Then Wagner to Byers for 38 yards after another 38-yard pass. Two-point conversion was good. That brought the score to 22-0. And that was the end of the first quarter. And then the second quarter, we had a 3-yard run by Caldwell. The extra point was good, and that brought the score to 29-0. And then a 70-yard pass from Wagner to Hoffman. And the extra point was, I think it was tipped at the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And the extra point it went off the goalpost, and that brought the score to 35-0. And then closing out the second quarter, there was a fake punt pass from Hoffman to Maganetti for 45 yards. Extra point was up and good. And that's how we got to 42-0, Mr. Mackey. So a lot to be desired for the Owls.
Yeah, and honestly, what's killing Bradford defensively is they are going into they're putting pressure on Wagner, but then he's making some really fantastic off-platform throws, throwing across his body, keeping his eyes downfield, and Bradford's secondary is getting sucked in, getting their eyes caught in the backfield, and then the receivers are just busted free with no help around them, and that's the main reason why they're scoring so easily is because that Wagner's so good at keeping the play alive with his feet that once he breaks free, he doesn't have a lot of rushing yards on the season. I don't think he's a guy that wants
Wagner?
To break out. Yeah, I don't think
he can move around in the pocket. That's the thing. Like he's so quick in the pocket.
But what I'm saying is he's not like a Lamar Jackson type of player that you need to be looking. You need to have your eyes on him because he doesn't really want to take off. He wants to throw the football. So if you just don't get your eyes so fixated on him and worry about your assignment, those free plays don't really happen all that often. But he's making some beautiful throws. I won't take anything away from him there. He's rolling out of the pocket, making off platform throws. Receivers are making great catches, like Huffman climbed the ladder on Fabian Shirk, who's in great coverage, but was able to come down with a catch. And it's kind of hard defensively when you just can't seem to make the right decision. You know what I mean? Like you can't. It's either you break for the quarterback and he scrambles for 20-plus yards, or you lose your wide receiver. And I think in this particular game, I think you want to keep your eyes on the wide receiver. I don't think I'm too worried about Wagner taking off. And if he does, then so be it. But you're at least not getting killed downfield with a deep pass.
Totally agree with everything that you're saying. I just think, you have to – I would rather sell out on the receivers than I would on the quarterback. Make him beat you with his feet.
Yeah,
at this point,
just
stick with your guy.
He's shown a couple of times that he'll make mistakes.
Yeah, he will. And I do want to run around. We got some scores around District 9. So we do have a barn burner down in Keystone.
Ooh.
Brockway and Keystone tied 6-6 in the second quarter.
Oh.
Keystone, Dom Corsetti, he's shaping out to be one of the best quarterbacks in District 9 and all around the state of PA. He's looking really good from reports. So Brockway holding their own against them. Counterspore is up 41-0 over Brookville, who we just lost to last week at halftime.
Counterspore, wow.
Yep. Carden City up 14-7 over Central Clarion. So I think we're starting to see a decline from Central Clarion, who we visit next week, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And then we got Dubois and Punxsutawney. They're tied 7-7 at half. Clearfield is up 27-7 over Penns Valley at halftime. We got Ridgeway up 33-0 over Cameron County. And Port Allegheny and St. Mary's in a shootout. It's 24-20 at halftime. Port Allegheny up over St. Mary's. That's something that I wouldn't have predicted. And Union AC Valley is up 14-0 over Moniteau. And West Branch and Kernsville are tied 6-6. So that's what's happening around District 9. So we got some good games.
You have some good games.
And a surprising one because Counterspore, to start the season, they did not look good at all. And the fact that they're up 41-0 over
on a pretty decent team.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
And I can't tell. Listen, we were supposed to be paying attention. Is that Jordy?
I believe so.
I don't think that's Jordy.
Oh, no. He looks a little too small to be Jordy.
Yeah. So we don't know the winners of the homecoming king and queen because I'm sitting here rattling on about football.
Just running your yap.
I can't help myself but running my yap. So we do have the extended halftime because of homecoming. So let's talk about some things that I think the Owls need to clean up. I think defensive line, we got to start getting pressure, which they have today. They have done good at getting pressure up the middle. It's the ends. The ends have to contain because if you can keep your containment, you're going to keep Wagner in the pocket and you're going to force him into being a pocket quarterback because it seems to me that he's making his plays when he's on the run, when he's scrambling. Yeah. So yeah, I'd make him step up in the pocket.
Yeah.
You gotta keep your contain.
I don't know how you see it, but to me it seems like the defensive ends are trying to run that contain, but they're getting too deep into the backfield. Like they're not, as opposed to just sitting a yard or two into the backfield, they're getting 5-6 yards deep, which allows Widener to step up from the pressure up the middle and take off through the gap to the left or right hand side, and that's what is allowing him to send those plays. If those defensive ends just break down at the 2-yard line deep, that pressure from the middle comes up, then he has nowhere to really run to unless he's going to run backwards.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's just what I'm seeing personally is it just seems like they're getting too deep in their contain and it's just breaking the contain.
Well, what you want to do is, yeah, you want to make it a bubble and you want to be as tight as you can to the guy next to you, but you want to make it like a U shape.
Yeah.
And you don't want any space in between you and the next guy. You want to limit that space. So, because basically what you're trying to do is you're trying to create a wall. And then if he does beat you, he has to go backwards, and he has to go around you. He doesn't have a choice. And what, like you said, what the defensive ends are doing is they're just shooting straight up the field. And what you want to do is you want to shoot at an angle to create that U.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something that should, I'm assuming his coach, maybe they're not doing. I don't know what the issue is, but it's second grade football coaching.
Yeah, I mean, we've coached it at the youth level for Raptors for years not to go very deep. I mean, we're talking an arm's length.
No, because what you want to do, literally what you want to do is you want to run 3 or 4 yards and sit and wait.
Yeah.
Sit and wait. And then if you're bringing pressure, even better, because now you're filling up all the gaps. And your job as contained gets a lot easier
when
you're blitzing. So it's just stuff that should be worked out, and I'm sure it's going to be. But what we're going to do is we're going to take a break during this extended halftime show. And then we will be back with some second-half goals, I think. I think we'll write down some goals, what we want to see from the Owls.
Yep.
Again, Red Bank Valley up 42-0 over your Bradford Owls. And we are at halftime. This is Bradford Owls football and your C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Heritage Design, modern made. W.R. Case & Sons proudly introduces the new Bridgeline series knives. The Longhouse and High Banks are inspired by traditional patterns with lightweight and durable aluminum frames and bolsters and luxury composite and wood handle materials. Both models also feature a steel deep carry pocket clip for easy opening and convenient carrying. The new Bridgeline knives, where Case Heritage Design meets modern made. See them now at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161.
or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties, spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach Alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120, open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI'S.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football and WESB Sports. This is your CJ Wallace Engineer and Halftime Show. So, Ryan, starting the second half, what do you want to see from the Owls?
Honestly, I'd really like to see them come out and be a lot more aggressive offensively because they haven't been able to set the edge to get their outside runs going. Tommy Langdon has been essentially non-existent, unfortunately, so far this game.
He started that first drive, though. He looked good. He was getting – he had that big chunk play, and then they just kind of went away from it. Like, we're talking – Tommy has five carries on the day.
Yeah,
Logan has five.
He had two for 16 to start the game, and then he's kind of been taken out of the offense for one reason or another. I'm not quite sure the decision-making behind that, but you got to – You gotta do something more aggressive and be more assertive offensively as opposed to running the same thing. Because when you're watching film on Bradford, you can almost predict the play before it even happens. You see somebody coming in motion, 9 times out of 10, it's either gonna go to them or it's gonna be a dive up the middle for Tommy. So you gotta get something going where it's a little bit more unpredictable. And if it's a quarterback change to Lucas Wallace to where nobody really has film on him except for JV, and I doubt they're watching JV film, then if that's what the spark that you need to surprise the defense a little bit and get a little bit more dynamic offensively, then I think that'd be a good call. And I'm certainly not calling for Andrew Giordano to lose his starting position, but I'm just saying you got to do something to get the defense guessing a little bit and not being so comfortable in what they're running on defense.
Well, and when you get to high school football, it's you play to win the game, right? And you have to put whatever you think is your best 11 out there. And if something that hasn't been working, like it's okay to be harsh because it's reality. Like if something's not working, give the other guy a shot. At this point, like it's not going to hurt. And I think I've coached Andrew, I've coached Lucas, I've coached all these kids, and you're not going to hurt their feelings. They know where their performance is at right now, and I think that you just have to. At this point, you have nothing to lose. You're 1-4 on the year. You have nothing to lose, so why not mix it up a little bit and see what Lucas can do with the starters? Like, he's your backup quarterback, and that's usually, when you're not scoring points, you usually do a quarterback change, and the other football team does. So I would like to see if we can get Luke in there to get some plays with the first team offense to see what he can do, because he does add the added dynamic of running. And Lucas has played quarterback from age 6 to 16.
Right.
And I can speak, like, Andrew has been at quarterback too, but, like, Lucas has done it longer at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't agree with it, but with Andrew being a senior, I know coaches do not like to pull seniors for underclassmen, but at the same time, the coaching staff's got to be looking at it, like, we got to change something up. And I think if you look at it from the perspective of there's nothing else we can really change other than that. You're not going to take Logan Kohler out of the game. You're not going to take Tommy Langdon out of the game. You're probably not going to change your offensive lineman too much because you trust those guys to do what they're supposed to be doing. I don't know any other change that you can make to possibly give a change that would be beneficial for the team.
And I'm not talking for the rest of the season. I'm talking about tonight.
Right, exactly.
Like you're coming out in the second half just – there's nothing to lose. Put him in at quarterback, see what he can do. You're down 42-0. Realistically, the odds are against you for coming back in this game.
Right.
So let's see what he can do. Give him the first two drives of the second half. See what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta do something. Like right now, it's Andrew, Lucas,
and Brady
Rosendahl are all out here warming up, throwing balls. Brady is a freshman, if I remember correctly. Lucas is a sophomore, and Andrew is a senior. And why not just say, Lucas, you know what? Rest of this game, team's yours. Let's see what we can do. He throws a beautiful ball. I'm sitting here watching him throw. He throws a great ball. And like I said, a little bit more mobile, adds a little bit more dynamic to the offense. But he's probably still pretty green in terms of experience, but he's been getting varsity time. It's not like he's not like he hasn't seen the field at all this year. He's been playing on defense especially, so it's not like the speed of the game is going to be different for him. He's been seeing it all year defensively. It's just a different position that he's playing as opposed to playing middle linebacker for their defense. I think it would be a wise change just for this rest of the game, just to see what exactly he can do. And if he provides a spark, then coaches have something to consider.
So, yeah, we're nearing the end of halftime, and yeah, at least something's got to change. Just mix it up a little bit. They're, like I said, you're 1-4 in the season. You're down here 42 points coming out of half. We're right into the mercy rule. Again, for those that don't know, PIAA rules, if you're down by 35 points at any point in the second half, clock stops until you get it within 35 or under 35, the deficit. So, yeah, just no harm, no foul.
Yeah, it's just a continuous running clock. I'm sure I would be surprised if Red Bank Valley comes out here without their starters. I think they're going to keep their starters in at least
for the first drive.
For one more scoring drive. And then we might start seeing them start to sub in. But, something's got to give offensively for Bradford, because 29 yards at halftime, regardless of the opponent, is not something you want to hear.
No, definitely not. So, yeah, we're just under a minute to go here towards the end of halftime. And I'd like to see, at least for me, I want to see Logan Kohler get more involved too. I'd like to see a little more creativity. I think, like, when you run the wing T, you can do a running back screen. I would just sneak Logan right through the middle and then pop over the head. Here's the thing, though. When they're passing the ball, they're going for the big shots. You don't have to go for the big shots, because on film, that's all they see, is that it's one route, and it's deep ball to Braylon Austin or deep ball to Colton Miller. And if you pay attention when they pass, there's nothing happening in the middle of the field. So get a 3-yard dump off, let them work, get 7 yards, get 8 yards, get up, run the ball. Now it's 3rd and 1, right? And you just – it's – just how you pair it, it's a puzzle piece, right? In the offense, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Boils down to, it's a puzzle piece, and how do we fit these puzzle pieces in to work? And I'm not knocking the wing T, because, like I said, it has worked, and anyone from Bradford knows notoriously this is what they ran when they made it to, what was it, the state semifinals back in the mid-2000s?
Yep.
And that was with the wing T, so it works. It's just we got to fit the puzzle pieces together.
Yeah, and I honestly think Logan Kohler is a little bit underutilized as a receiver, because he's so quick. I think I haven't seen him run a route tree of any sort, but I'm assuming that he probably runs a pretty decent route tree. So why not get him a little bit more involved, or even run a – if you want to get really fancy, run the Derrick Henry special and have a little toss pass to him where Logan
– Logan has a cannon too.
Logan looks to wind up and throw a ball, because everybody's going to assume that he's just going to keep it on the toss. So have Brilliant run his go route or even a post route to get him back towards Logan and have him try to take a shot. Just anything to get the defense being like, well, we haven't seen that before. Because right now everything that Bradford has done is something that, we've seen this on film 100 times.
So the Owls are getting ready to kick the ball off. They're at their 40-yard line. This is Keyshore. And here's the kick. And it's a deep kick, and it's going to be returned at the 7-yard line. He's out past the 10 to the 15 to the 20, and he's going to be brought down with a hip drop tackle at the 24-yard line, and that's where Red Bank Valley will take over here in the second half.
When do you think that'll start getting penalized here at the high school level?
I'm surprised.
Play it even at this level.
I'm surprised it hasn't yet, to be honest.
It is a... is a very dangerous. It never looks good when you do it.
No, it hurts so bad. It hurts your calves and your knees. So Red Bank Valley coming out. We got twin receivers to the left of Wagner. He's going to drop back. He's going to hand the ball off up the middle, and he's going to be bottled up, and the ball's on the ground, and it's going to be recovered by the Owls, it looks like. And there's an injured Red Bank Valley player on the field. And...
looks like Colwell got his ankle rolled up.
And I can't tell who recovered the fumble for the Owls, but the Owls with the turnover at the Red Bank Valley 25-yard line. So the Owls making noise here. First play coming right out of halftime.
I mean, it's a good way to start the half is by getting a really quick turnover. And Cola goes down for Red Bank Valley. That's a big loss for them. He's been running good today.
So Giordano at quarterback for the Owls. He's in the shotgun, and he's going to drop back to pass. And he has a man wide open in the middle of the field, and he's going to overthrow Shirk. And I think that's going to be caught by Colton Miller. No, by Logan Kohler. And he's going to get down to the one-yard line. It's going to be first and goal for the Owls. I thought that fell incomplete.
I thought it did, too. But, again, Logan Kohler, smart player, does a really good job sliding off of the tip. And, unfortunately, just a yard short, but...
So they're going to mark him down at the two-yard line. And we're going to go under center, and here it's going to be a hand at the timing lane to right up the middle, and he's going to try to force his way, and he's right at the goal line. And they're going to just give him a pickup of 1 yard, so it'll be second down and goal. And that was a, what do we call it, an 18-yard pass and catch?
Yeah, I believe so.
So second and goal for the Owls after the big reception by Logan Kohler. And then we had a dive by Tommy Langdon. And let's not get fancy here. Just hand the ball off Tommy Langdon right up the middle. Here's a snap, and Giordano's going to step back to pass. And it's going to be caught for a touchdown pass to Fabian Shirk, who's having a big day defensively. Now he gets on the board with a touchdown. I think that's his first touchdown of the season. So will be a one-yard pitch and catch for the Owls. And the Owls finally on the board in our third quarter contestant. If I can find it. It is Tina Turek. So, Tina Turek, you have won a value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. And the kick's up and good right off the crossbar. So, the Owls down 42-7 after the 1 yard touchdown pass by Giordano to Fabian Shirk. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
At Worth W. Smith Company, you'll find what you need when it comes to shovels, rakes, pruners, and all sorts of other gardening and landscaping tools. Why take the chance of getting splinters from old dried-up cracked handles or the frustration of fighting with the rusty chipped cutting edges on your loppers? Their staff is always eager to lend a helping hand with getting you what you need for the project ahead. Stop and see them today at any of their 6 locations in Bradford, Olean, Salamanca, Cuba, and Eldred. Remember, if you need it, you'll find it at Worth W. Smith Company.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So after the strip by the Owls, they get in good field position and march right down the field. 18-yard pass to Logan Kohler got him down to the 2-yard line, and ultimately it was a 1-yard pass from Andrew Giordano to Fabian Shirk for the touchdown. And here's a kick by the Owls, and it's going to be returned at the 5-yard line, and he's out past the 10 to the 15 to the 20. And he's going to be brought down at the 23-yard line. So the Owls playing with some physicality here starting the second half. So if they had this energy to start the game, I wonder what the score would have been.
Yeah, it might be a little bit different of a game. But, again, I think at halftime you're probably saying, hey, do you really want to have your homecoming be going like this and have it be the talk of the dance tomorrow when they,
right.
when they have their dance? You know what I mean? Like they want to be
nerds.
Have the football players getting bullied by the STEM kids.
That's right. Their time to shine, brother.
Switching roles here.
All right, so first and 10 for Red Bank Valley at their own 23-yard line, and here's going to be a pass. There's a screen, and he's going to go nowhere. He's going to lose yard. He's going to lose about 4 yards, and it's going to bring up a second down and 14. We'll call it a 13 for Red Bank Valley. So the wide receiver bubble screen did not work for Red Bank Valley.
No, and right there getting pressure up the middle from the middle linebacker spot. And that causes Wagner to have to get that ball free a little bit sooner than he probably wanted to. And Bradford's defense reacting well to the bubble screen. And we've seen that go very well for Bradford, and we've all seen that go really bad. So as long as they make the tackles, they're reading it very well.
So 9:13 to go. The Owls down 42-7. Wagner dropping back. The pass is going to roll to his left, looking for a receiver. No one's open. Wagner now rolling to his right, and he's getting chased down. He's got some space to run. He's out to the 20, to the 25, to the 30, where he will be pushed out of bounds. So The Owls missed an opportunity to have them almost probably, what, a 15-yard loss.
Oh, it would have been a huge loss.
So be, instead of what would have been a third and a mile, it's now a third and manageable, third and seven for, or third and six for the Bulldogs.
Another thing I noticed is that sometimes Bradford's defenders seem to take somewhat of bad angles when approaching, like right there, Brilliant Little had Wagner dead to rights. All he had to do was just take a little bit of a better angle and dive at his feet, and he probably brings him down for still a sack, if not right at the line of scrimmage.
So the third and seven for Red Bank. Wagner again rolling to his left, looking for an open receiver, and he finds one. He's out to the 30, and he's popped immediately by Matt DeCasper, and here's the penalty flag. And so it's going to be fourth and one. We're going to see what the penalty flag is.
They're going to call late hit on Andrew Giordano.
And Red Bank Valley not happy. The referee was educating him to say, hey, you need to chill out, brother. Relax. We got this. So we're thinking late hit?
Yeah, I think they gave, I believe, I'm trying to think of who made that tackle or trying to identify who made that tackle.
All right, so they are going to call late hit. It's going to be a personal foul, and that's going to be 15 yards for Red Bank. So now that's going to give them a first down and 10 at the, we'll call it the 48-yard line.
So I think it was Matt DeCasper that came up and made a good tackle. Andrew Giordano came up from behind him.
And then hit him.
I don't think he realized that he was actually down. The whistle hadn't blown yet, so the wide receiver popped back up, and Gio hit him. And that's what they called the personal foul.
So first and 10 at their own 48-yard line, and here's the snap. It's a handoff right up the middle of the Caldwell. It's out to the 50, and here's another penalty flag. And we'll have to see what the flag is.
It's starting to get real chippy out here really quick in the second half already.
Well, I don't think Red Bank Valley liked that Bradford scored, so I think this is going against Red Bank Valley. I think we're going to see a holding call. Yep, there it is. So that's going to back them up 10 yards, so that's going to put them at the 40-yard line. So it's going to be a first down and 18 for Red Bank Valley now.
Yeah, so now if you're Bradford, you need to stay mentally disciplined here and not allow your – like, be emotional.
Yeah.
Be competitive, but don't allow it to have you cause silly mistakes and hurt your team.
All right, so first and 18 for Red Bank Valley. Wagner for the pass and gets a good block, and Bradford does a good job at limiting any kind of action that would have happened, and it's going to be a lot of action for no gain, basically. So it'll be a second down and 18 for Red Bank Valley.
Yeah, so now Bradford's doing a much better job of tackling at the catch. They did. Red Bank Valley did have a good block on the corner, but then Tommy Laney's able to come down and force their receiver to go back upfield towards the block. And I believe that's Brilliant Austin on the far side that made the tackle.
Wagner dropping back the pass, and it's going to be a screen. Again, well read by Bradford. He's out to the 40, to the 45, to the 50. And he's going to go down at the 40, at the Owls' 43-yard line. And it's going to be third down and very short for Red Bank Valley after the 17-yard pickup.
Again, just as we said that Bradford's doing a good job of it, Tommy, I think that was Tommy Langdon.
Just missed it.
That misses the tackle. Doesn't break down like he typically does. Typically a very good form tackler. Doesn't do a good job of breaking down, just gets burned up field.
So third down and one for Red Bank Valley. And here's the hand off right up the middle. He's out to the 40, and he's going to get enough for a first down, and he's going to go down to the 37-yard line, and it will be a fresh set of downs for the Bulldogs.
So right there, Bradford's defense sends Lucas Wallace on a blitz up the middle, and he gets sucked way, way too deep on his blitz. I think you see that quarterback turning around. I think you just got to break down, just sit and hold your spot for a second and not get sucked in so deep. If he does, Lucas is sitting right there for a tackle.
Correcto mundo. First and 10, and here's the handoff. Oh, fake handoff, and it's going to be a pass, and he's going to get out to the 40 or 35 down at the 31-yard line. He'll pick up 6 yards. Will be a second down and 4.
Jacob Aber's trying to put his name into the hat for collision of the game with that hit coming from the backside.
I don't know if it's bigger than Luke Erickson's.
No, I don't think it was harder, but I think he was trying to put his name into the hat.
And congratulations, Tina Turk, again on our Toji's touchdown sweepstakes winner after the one-yard catch by Fabian Shirk. Here's a handoff again up the middle, bottled up by the Owls, and he's going to be brought down in the backfield at the 35-yard line. So now it's going to be third down and 8 for Red Bank Valley. So well-timed blitz there, and good tackle by Tommy Langdon.
Lucas Wallace.
Oh, was that Luke Wallace?
Yes, it was. He did exactly what I just said for him to do last play.
Sit down and break down.
He sat down for just a split second. It wasn't very long, but he sat down long enough and was patient, saw the handoff, and immediately was there as soon as Caldwell touched the ball, basically.
All right, so third and 8, and here's Wagner jumping back to the pass, and it's going to be a wheel route, and it's going to fall incomplete. So fourth and 8 for Red Bank Valley. Now, Wagner looks kind of shook right now.
Wagner does look a little rattled. I don't think he's liking the middle pressure that he's getting. And Bradford, so far this half, has done a much better job of containing the edge, not allowing him to break free too often. And the corners are doing a much better job on the with the exception of Tommy getting burnt on that one screen play just a few plays ago, they've done a much better job of reading and reacting and not getting so far downfield before that screen happens.
All right, so we got Twins right, Red Bank Valley going for it on the 4th and 8. Wagner waiting for the snap. Here's the pressure. Wagner's got a lot of pressure. He's trying to roll out. He's out to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 30, 25, 20, and he's going to be brought down at the 16-yard line by Matt DeCasper, and that's going to be good enough for a first down for Red Bank Valley after the scramble by Wagner.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good play by Wagner, but again, you need, if you're going to send the house like that, you better have somebody that's ready to come down off of their spot to get a hold of Wagner if he does break free. But again, we were just talking about at halftime, you'd much rather see them stick with the receivers. So
yeah, two guys on the same gap. That's what happened. That's why he was able to right there in the C gap. So first and 10 at the Owl's 17-yard line. Wagner ready for the snap. And we're going to get a false. Oh, we'll see what it is. Encroachment by the defense. So that's going to bump Red Bank Valley up to the Owl's 12-yard line. And it'll be first and 5 for Red Bank Valley at the Owl's 12.
So now, like I said, Bradford can't be making mental errors like that. You got to just watch the ball. Don't worry about hard counts or anything like that. Just keep your eye on the ball. Keep doing what you're doing. You're creating a lot of pressure.
So now we're going to get another false start or another offside call by the Owls. So that's going to give Red Bank Valley a first down at the Owls' 7-yard line. So it'll be first and goal for Red Bank Valley after two back-to-back encroachment penalties.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest first down Red Bank Valley's ever going to have.
In their life.
in their life, yeah. You don't even have to snap the ball. You get two first downs off of it because Bradford's keeping an eye on the ball.
So Wagner out of shotgun. He's got two receivers to his left, and he has a receiver at the top of the field at the Owl's 7-yard line. Red Bank Valley up 42-7. And looks like he's just trying to milk the clock. I think Red Bank Valley wants to go home.
You think so?
They're milking the clock.
I think they're waiting to see.
Oh, and we're going to get another penalty flag. And I think this one's going to go against Red Bank Valley.
Getting sloppy now.
So that's going to bump them back to the Owls' 12-yard line. It'll be first down and goal at the Owls' 12-yard line. So the strategy of waiting to snap the ball did not pay off for Red Bank Valley, so
I think Wagner was waiting to see if they jump again.
So Wagner ready for the snap. And we're going to get another false start by the Bulldogs. So that's going to back them up to the Owls' 17-yard line. So I'm not kidding. We had two encroachments back-to-back by the Owls, and now we have two back-to-back false starts by Red Bank Valley. So now it's going to be first down and goal at the Owls' 17-yard line. So
I know.
This is Pennsylvania high school football, folks.
That's right. I mean, so you went from the easiest first down of your life
to the hardest
to
first and goal.
One of the hardest first and goals that you're going to have.
All right, so first and goal at the Owl 17-yard line. Got motion from Red Bank Valley, and it's going to be, and we got another penalty on the field. And it's going to be a timeout by Red Bank Valley.
Oh, I was going to say, I think that might be a false start too because I saw the right guard for Red Bank Valley jump a little bit.
So it's going to be a timeout. The Red Bank Valley's up 42-7, driving on the Owls. Minute 54 to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team
Minard! WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. So we have four penalty calls in a row, and then Red Bank Valley decides to take their first timeout. There's a minute 54 to go here in the third quarter. Red Bank Valley leading your Owls 42-7. The Owls, the only score here in the third quarter, which was a one-yard pass by Andrew Giordano to Fabian Shirk. Extra point was good. So the Owls have gotten on the board. And now we're going to see what Red Bank Valley does deep into Owls territory. We got motion, no penalty flag. Wagner rolling to his right, got nowhere to go, looking for a receiver. He's going to dump it off. Beautiful pass, and it's going to be caught at the Owls' 8-yard line, 7-yard line. So it'll be a 10-yard completion for Wagner, and it's going to be second down and goal at the Owls' 7-yard line. He threw that off his back foot and put it only where his receiver could catch. That was one of the most impressive throws I've seen by a high school quarterback.
Yeah, and that's over top of two defenders just over their fingertips. So he put just a perfect touch on it, and he's made a couple throws today that were very, very impressive in my opinion, and that would be
that's the best. So second and goal at the Owl 7-yard line. We got motion again by a Red Bank receiver. It's going to be a shovel pass. He's out to the 5, just one man to beat, and he's going to get popped by Braylon Austin at the 1-yard line. And so Braylon Austin with a big hit. That's another candidate for Love Toyota Collision of the Game, brother.
Yeah, it's got to be another candidate. And that wasn't even like a form tackle. That was just a.
That was a hockey hit.
Yeah, that really was. It was a check in hockey. Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
So third down and goal. They're going to mark him down at the 2.5-yard line. We are waiting. Wagner waiting to run the clock down.
Coach Puyo is trying to adjust something.
And here's the snap by Wagner, and it's going to be a handoff right up the middle for Caldwell, and he's going to get into the end zone for a 2-yard touchdown run, and that's going to extend the Bulldogs' lead to 48-7, 23 seconds to go here in the second quarter. And that was just power football 101 right there, folks.
Yep, just hand it off to your running back and just see who's
lower your shoulder,
the more physical offensive or defensive line. And clearly that's Red Bank Valley.
That's why we do the Oklahoma drill. I know it's banned in a lot of places. We call it Kansas.
Not allowed to do the Oklahoma drill.
No, that's why we call it Kansas now. And here's the snap for the extra point. Kicks up, and kick is good. And Red Bank Valley will have a 49-7 lead over your Bradford Owls. 23.2 seconds to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford. WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. Red Bank Valley drove the ball down the field. We saw four back-to-back-to-back-to-back penalties. Ultimately, Red Bank Valley scored. And here's the pooch kick right in the middle of the field to, looks like Lucas Wallace got the kick, or Tommy Langdon did, and he's out to the 30. He's going to get brought down to the 33-yard line. So the Owls will take over with 17 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Right there. Bradford might be kind of lucky that that ball didn't get touched and drop behind everybody, because Tommy Langdon and I think that was Lucas Wallace who were both jumping, almost like going for a rebound in basketball. They were both reaching up, hands up, and very, very tricky situation there. That could have went bad for Bradford very quickly.
So we are in the mercy rule, so the clock will keep rolling, and we're just under 10 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And we're going to see if the Owls do try to get a playoff here in the third quarter. And we got motion by Logan Kohler, and it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. And Tommy Langdon out to the 35. And he's going to get brought down at the 39-yard line. So that'll be a 5-yard pickup by Tommy. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Red Bank Valley 49, Bradford Owls 7 on homecoming night. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you suffer from moderate to severe arthritis, knee, hip, or shoulder pain? Do you suffer from hand arthritis or plantar fasciitis? Have you been told that you're not a candidate for a joint replacement or don't want a joint replacement? Injections no longer manage your pain? If yes, then transarterial musculoskeletal embolization, or TAME, is a non-surgical treatment option now offered at Allegheny Vein and Vascular. Dr. Robert Tejera offers a minimally invasive procedure that blocks abnormal vessels in the joint that are responsible for inflammation and damage to the joint, leading to pain, stiffness, and swelling. This quick, safe, and nearly painless office-based procedure is covered by Medicare and many other insurances. Please call their office at 814-368-8490 to schedule your consult today. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Call today and tame your pain.
W298CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. The Owls getting ready for their second down and 5. Andrew Giordano under shotgun. Here's a snap, and he's dropping back to pass, looking for a receiver, and he's found a receiver wide open in the middle of the field. He just underthrew him, and that's going to be third down and 5. And, yeah, like we talked about, the middle of the field's going to be wide open, and, yeah, just a missed pass, missed opportunity by Andrew Giordano. So it's going to bring up a third and 5, and we are seeing some substitutions here by the Bulldogs. Looks like we are getting a good chunk of their JV team in, so... The Owls at their own 39-yard line for the third and 5. Gio again back for the snap. And he's going to drop back the pass. Pressure by Red Bank Valley. And you got to get moving. Good move. Pocket presence by Andrew Giordano. He's going to get popped right at the 42-yard line. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 2 for the Owls. And we have an injury on the field by, looks like, a Red Bank Valley player.
Yeah, he's the one that that brought down Gio there. Kind of ripped him down. And threw him, and then he immediately grabbed at his pec. So I'm wondering if he, I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the proper term would be, but he looks to be in a lot of pain down there.
Yeah, I wonder if he may have overstretched his pec muscle when he was going for that. Is that what?
Yeah, I don't. Because he ripped him down and kind of like threw him, and as soon as he threw him, that's when he started grabbing at his pec area. And I know that area up there, I've had surgery on my labrum and my bicep tendon and all that stuff. That's a very sensitive area up around there. You overextend anything like that, trying to use too much force, and you will have an issue. But he popped back up now. But he seemed to be in a lot of pain just a second ago.
And I can't see. That's number 1 for Red Bank Valley. That
11.
Is
11.
Oh, is that 11?
Yeah.
Sorry, that is Peyton Kennemuth.
Kennemuth.
Yeah. So the Owls will have a 4th and 2. And I think here we are looking at Tommy Langdon. So we got motion by Logan Kohler, and here's a snap, and it's going to be a handoff to 55. I don't know who that is, but that's a big – that's good enough for a first down. It's a 4-yard pickup.
It's Braylon Little.
Braylon Little with the carry, and that's a pickup of 4 yards for Braylon Little. It's 1st and 10. The Owls now at their own 46-yard line. And Brett DeGolier, you are Toji's fourth quarter touchdown sweepstakes winner. And if the Owls score here, Brett, you are going to win a free value pack meal from Toji's Family Restaurant. If they don't win, Brett – no, if they don't score, no sweat. You still win. You're going to get a lunch special from Toji Substation. Logan Kohler in the motion. And it's going to be a fumbled snap, and it's going to be recovered by Tommy Langdon, and he's at the 40-yard line and close to being recovered. And this might be a helmet-to-helmet.
Yep. On 53, he came in late.
So we'll have to see what the call is, but that was textbook helmet-to-helmet by Red Bank Valley, so this should be going against them. We'll see what the referees say. Should be an automatic first down, too. Yep, so automatic first down, so it's a 15-yard penalty for the illegal helmet contact.
That's a huge penalty.
Oh, yeah.
That takes them from the 39.
To the 39.
All the way up to the other 39.
Yeah. So, yeah, Bradford will now move into Red Bank Valley territory, have a fresh set of downs at the Bulldogs' 39-yard line. They come out and shotgun again out of that wing T formation. Giordano waiting for the snap. It's going to be handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's out to the 40, to the 35, and a beautiful jump cut by Tommy Langdon.
Yeah, Tommy still running hard. Takes a handoff off of that shotgun, and he's the locomotion that needs locomotive that needs to keep churning here. I think he's the X factor for Bradford's offense. That if they get him going and get that middle run game going, that's what opens up the outside runs for Logan Kohler and company.
So it'll be a second down and 6 for the Owls. Again, out of shotgun, Logan Kohler in the motion. And it's going to be a fake handoff, and Giordano right up the middle, and he's going to get out to the 32-yard line. We'll bring up a third down and 3 for the Owls.
Oh, we got a hurt player. I believe that's Andrew that's down.
Oh, so, yeah, while they look at Andrew, we're going to take a break, and we will be back with more Bradford Owls football. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WTUNY-XCM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
And welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We do have an injured owl on the field. We don't like to speculate, but it does look like it is Lucas Wallace while they are attending to him. And what I will do while they are looking at Lucas is I'm going to get some scores around District 9. So where we stand, no report yet.
Everything's staying the same.
Yep, and Lucas is able to get up, and so does Lucas Wallace, and he is able to get up and walk off the field, so that's always a good sign. Hope everything's all right with him. So, yeah, no scoring updates.
Holding his right arm up almost like in a sling position.
Yeah, I wonder if he got a helmet to the elbow.
I think he got landed on. I think when he got tackled, I think he landed on his right shoulder. And it was big number 53 in the middle linebacker spot for Red Bank Valley that brought him down.
Well, let's hope everything's all right with Lucas. So it's going to bring up a third down and 2 for the Owls. Andrew Giordano back in at quarterback. And here's the snap, and he's going to do a wide receiver screen to Braylon Austin. That's going to be bottled up, and he's going to lose the yard. We'll bring up a fourth down and 3 for the Owls.
See, I like that play call, too, because it's a little bit different than what we've seen traditionally from Bradford. But you're banking on Braylon Austin being able to make that first guy miss that gets to him.
Well, you got to...
You got a blocker out there. You just got to make that first guy miss, and then you're off.
You have to send a hiss missile in on that with that pass, too. It can't be a lob throw, and that one came in kind of slow, which kind of slowed the play down. So fourth and 4 for the Owls at the Red Bank 33 with just under 8 minutes and 30 seconds to go here. And it's going to be a handoff to Tommy Langdon. He's backed up into the 40-yard line. He's trying to make something out of nothing, and he's going to be brought down at the 42-yard line. So he's going to lose about 8 yards. And it's going to be a turnover on downs, and Red Bank will take over at their own 41-yard line.
Yeah, that's unfortunate for Tommy. I mean, he was trying.
Well, he broke 3 tackles in the backfield.
But again, not being able to block effectively is and has been a problem for Bradford because it is just not consistently allowing your runners to get any sort of steam going forward. It's always them getting met at the line of scrimmage. If we had advanced stats, I would love to see what their yards before first contact is. Like they have that stat in the NFL where you can tell realistically how bad an offensive line is or how poorly they're blocking for that game. And I'd be very curious to see what that would be like for Bradford because we get hit in the backfield or
at the I'm not curious to see what that often. Is.
I am curious.
I am not. But you're a numbers guy.
I am a numbers guy.
You are a numbers guy.
Numbers don't lie.
They don't lie.
But you have a good – I'm assuming Frank McAndrew is the one who's running the offensive line.
Didn't he play college football?
He did.
Where did he play it? Do you remember? Well, it was Temple, wasn't it?
I think he went to Temple, yes. Yeah. On scholarship, I remember correctly.
Dog.
And he is a massive man. So he knows what he's doing. I don't doubt that he's not teaching them right.
I want to arm wrestle him.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I got to find out where I stand at with a former D1 player. I'm going to arm wrestle. I'm going to ask him after the game.
Don't do it.
Frank? Well, he don't want none. You're just saying that for him. You're saying it for his sake.
His forearms are the size of your bicep, buddy.
I don't care. I have more heart. And here's the first down and 10. It's going to be a handoff right up the middle for Red Bank Valley. He's out to the 45, to the 50, to the 45, and he's going to get down to the 39, the Owls' 39-yard line. Actually, they'll mark him at the 40-yard line. So big pickup of the dive up right up the middle for Red Bank Valley.
Yeah, that's a new
Well, they have their second string in.
It's Cale Barnett on the carry for Red Bank Valley. That is a 6'1", 146 freshman.
That's a freshman that big?
That's a freshman. Yes.
That's nonsense. That's ridiculous.
That's what he's listed as.
I'm telling you, when we play these teams in Southern District 9, what do they feed them?
Steak and potatoes.
And creatine. And here's going to be a handoff right up the middle again. And he's out to the 30. And he's going to get down at the 25-yard line. So another massive pickup, a 15-yard pickup this time. Is that the same kid?
Yep, same kid. Cale Barnett.
Wow.
He's running hard.
Yeah.
But we'll say stands up quite a bit when he's running. If Bradford is getting low and make a tackle, I don't think he gets nearly as many yards, but just my opinion from up here.
So we got motion by Red Bank Valley. And here's the snap. And it's going to be another handoff right at the middle at the 25-yard line. He's out to the 20-yard line with Stephon to the 15, and he's going to get pushed out of bounds at the 10-yard line. So the Owls' defense not defensing in right now.
No, Barnett's running hard, too. I mean,
is that him again?
Yeah, it's him.
My God. That's a freshman.
Freshman, yeah.
So Bradford, they do have their second string in because we do have Brady Rosendahl in at cornerback. So it does look like the twos are in now. So Red Bank Valley, first and goal at the Owls' 10-yard line. And here's another handoff right at the middle to Barnett. And he's at the 5, and he's down right at the 1-yard line. He's very short of the goal line. So it's going to be second down and goal at the Owls' half-yard line.
Yeah, watching him from up here, he runs hard. Not the lightest on his feet. He looks a little stiff.
He's not quick.
But he's not.
He's not quick either. He just runs smooth.
Yeah.
And here's a handoff to him again, and he's going to get into the end zone, and that's going to extend the lead. Red Bank Valley 55, Bradford 7 with 6 minutes and 11 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. So Red Bank Valley's JV team, just simple Madden play, single back dive right up the middle. There's nothing else to talk about it, and just march down the field.
Yeah, there's nothing really even elaborate on. It's just hand the ball off up the middle and let Barnett do his thing. And I think he got 5 straight carries there.
And here's the extra point. Kick is up, and kick is no good. So the score will remain Red Bank Valley 55, Bradford 7. We'll be back when the Owls take the field. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Winners Circle. Participants include W.R. Case & Sons in Bradford, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. We just had, what was his name, Barnett?
Yep.
Barnett for Red Bank Valley just was the offense for the Bulldogs. Marched right down the field pretty quickly, punched it in for a one-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good. Red Bank Valley, 55, Bradford 0. And Colton Miller back to return deep for the Owls now.
Did they shift Logan? Logan.
And here's the kick, and it's going to go to Colton. And he's going to take it at the 10-yard line. He's going to get out to the 15, makes a man miss. He's out to the 20, so he'll get about a 10-yard return, and that's where the Owls team will take over.
Logan Kohler's probably sitting back there like, that should have been me.
He knows dang well that they were not kicking to him.
I mean, it's been effective. I feel like it kind of takes him out of his game a little bit.
But I think it does too.
Not being able to get the ball in his hands right away. I feel like it just kind of... I feel like it puts him in a different mental headspace when he's able to get the ball on kickoffs and just kind of get involved in the action right away.
So they ultimately mark him down at the 19-yard line, so that's where the Owls will take over. And that was a good kickoff, too, by the Bulldogs. They don't want to take anything away from them because normally at the high school level you see the ball taken out to like the 30, 35-yard line.
Yeah, typically.
So Brady Rosendahl in for his first-ever varsity action at quarterback. Here's the snap. He got... motion. It's going to be a handoff right at the middle, and it's sniffed out, but I think that's Bentley Evans, and he's going to go backwards, and he's going to get brought down at the 14-yard line, so he will lose 5 yards on the play. We'll bring up a second down and 15 for the Owls.
And again, poor blocking up front by Bradford. The whole right side of the offensive line just caved in, and Bentley Evans, credit to him, tried to bounce outside and turn around, but unfortunately, Red Bank Valley's right side of their defensive line was very disciplined and stayed home. Didn't allow Bentley to break that free.
So second down and 15, and Rosendahl again with the handoff to Gow. He's out to the 20, to the 25-yard line where he will be pushed out. Is that Gow?
No, that was 31.
31, who's
that? Keenan Miller.
Oh, that is my nephew, Keenan Miller. And he's going to pick up 13 yards. We'll call it 11. I'm not going to give him that much credit.
Rude. You're not going to give your nephew
it? I'll give him credit. So it'll be a third down and 3 for Bradford. And they're going to come out of wing T again. Brady Rosendahl in at quarterback for the Owls, and here's going to be a handoff right at the middle of Bentley Evans, and he's going to get to the 27. He's out to the 30. He has enough for a first down. He's out to the 40, and he's going to get out to the 46-yard line. So big run by Bentley Evans, and he's all hyped up. He drank his Mountain Dew today, brother.
Yeah, I mean, he went searching for contact there. He was really trying to make a statement with that run because he was headhunting there.
So first and 10 for the Owls. They are at their own 46-yard line. So, see what the Owls do. Their JV team seeming to move the ball quite well. Keenan Miller into motion, and here's going to be Brady Rosendahl rolling to his right, looking for a receiver, and he's not going to be able to beat the man, and he's sacked out. He's sacked at the 38-yard line, so he will lose, we'll call it 8 yards. We'll bring up a second down and 18.
Yeah, and he had a receiver wide open for a split second.
I wonder if they told him not to pass it. Just
think it was designed run.
Yeah, I think it was. Like yeah. So second and 18 for the Owls. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go here in the game. The Owls down 55-7 to Red Bank Valley. And the Owls lined up in their wing T formation. Keenan Miller with the motion. Here's going to be a handoff to Keenan Miller, and he's going backwards, trying to make a man miss, and he's out to the 40, makes a couple man mess, and a spin move, and he's still on his feet, and he's going to get brought down at the 40 set, we'll call it the 44-yard line, and he will pick up about 12 yards. So it's going to bring up, actually, we'll call it 16-yard. I lied to you because it was second down and 18. No, I lied. I'm a complete liar. I'm looking at the wrong flag post.
What are you doing to me?
That was a 6-yard pickup. I was looking at the wrong flag marker. So a lot of action for a 6-yard pickup.
It was a lot of action for a 6-yard pickup.
Looking at the wrong marker. And third down and 12 for the Owls. Rosendahl out of shotgun. And here's the snap. He's dropping back to pass. And he's got a beauty up, and it's going to be, that should be pass interference. The cornerback bumped into the receiver, and that is, according to the definition, that's pass interference.
I mean, that's...
You interfered with the receiver and trying to make a play. You bumped into him, so he wasn't able to jump. That's textbook pass interference. It just looks like the refs missed one there.
And
so,
not even as much as that, but it knocked him completely off of his route that he was running towards the ball. I think if that doesn't happen, Keenan Miller's got a really good chance at coming down with that football.
Yeah, you're impeding his opportunity to catch the ball. So fourth and 12, the Owls are going for it. Rosendahl and shotgun. And here's the snap. He's dropping back to pass, and he's going to go deep, looking no one home. And it's going to be a turnover on downs, and Red Bank Valley is going to take over at the Owls' 44-yard line. And we are going to see Red Bank Valley come out in victory formation, allegedly.
Allegedly.
But I've watched enough high school football to know that some coaches are petty.
You never really know what you're going to see in high school football, to be honest with you.
So Red Bank Valley's offense is taking the field.
But they are going to line up in victory formation.
So Bulldogs is waiting for the referees okay to go ahead and snap the ball. And again, congratulations to the homecoming King and Queen winners. And here's the kneel by the quarterback.
They will.
They have to run one more play.
They have to run it one more time, yeah.
So they'll just get it under 40 and just take the knee.
Is it? Tell me if you agree with this or not. In this situation,
yep.
If Bradford doesn't call a timeout, do you think they should just ignore the play clock?
Yeah, I think they should. Yeah, play? I don't know why they just don't end the game there. But that's gonna do it for us. Your Owls fall to visiting Red Bank Valley in homecoming night by a score of 55-7. We're going to take a break, and we will be back with the post-game show with our thoughts and opinions. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors: the Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, W.R. Case & Sons, Allegheny Vein & Vascular, Toji's Family Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Metallic O'Bradford, Bud's Towing & Recovery, Gleason Construction, Team Minard, and Worth W. Smith Company Hardware. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports, 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps and WESB.com.
Real estate is not a trend, it's a fact of life. Whether you're buying or selling a property, call a professional before you begin your journey. That's Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate. Kathy will take the time to provide you with the information you need to help you make the best real estate decision. Kathy has years of experience in the real estate market and can educate you in making the right choice. Her motto is, planning is key. Call Kathy Obermeyer with ERA Team VP Real Estate today to discuss your present or future plans. Call 814-368-3994.
When you need help on the road, like a flat tire, out of gas, jump start, lockout, or need a tow, even secure indoor storage for towed vehicles, remember this number, 814-331-3260. That's Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260. Save it in your phone because you never know. Flat tire, dead battery, need a tow, or if you're out of gas, Bud's got your back 24/7. New business, same guy you know. Give Bud a call if you need a tow. And if you've had an accident, be sure to ask for him by name. Bud's Towing and Recovery, 814-331-3260.
It's the family bar with the car, the Model T Inn in Derrick City. Meet your friends on Sundays for lots of big screen football with the NFL Sunday Ticket and enjoy their new Sunday special, a medium pizza and a dozen wings for just $22. Stop in and enjoy their delicious menu items any day. And it's not too early to reserve a date for your holiday get-together. You'll always have a great time at the Family Bar with the Car. And the NFL Sunday Ticket, the Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WTUN-98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. This is your post-game show, and your Bradford Owls fell to visiting Red Bank Valley 55-7 on a what we would call a not-so-good night for the Owls. Nothing seemed to go in their favor. It was basically the Brett Wagner, or what was his name?
Braylon.
Braylon Wagner show for the Bulldogs and the Huffman show as well, because he put on a show as well. So, yeah, the Owls fall 55-7, and they fall to a record of 1-5 with four games remaining in the season. What are your thoughts and opinions on the game?
I mean, they're just – I think they're just outclassed here tonight, to be honest with you. I mean, we knew Red Bank Valley, despite their 2-3 record coming in, that they were a very tough team. They've traditionally been tough the last handful of seasons at the very least. And we just I don't think we came out ready to play at every step of the way, I guess.
No, like, we got beat in every facet.
Yeah,
today.
In the second half we came out a lot better, but they just didn't quite come out like they were. They came out, to me, it seemed like they felt like they were outmatched from the get-go.
Yeah.
As opposed to thinking, hey, we can win this game regardless of what happens. We have a chance to win this game. And I felt like at the beginning, they just kind of felt like they were outmatched before they even really stepped out on the field.
Yeah, it was definitely not. I think this is probably, in my opinion, their worst performance of the season. They got, like you said, outclassed in every facet of the game, the offense, defense, really special teams. We can flip a coin on that, but you want to give us some stats for tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we were looking at a total of 81 yards of total offense. Logan Kohler and Tommy Langdon have 15 and 19 apiece. Kohler only has 5 carries for 15. Langdon has 9 for 19. Keenan Miller gets a couple carries at the end of the game, finishes 2 for 17, and you got a couple other guys that had a couple carries for a handful of yards, but
okay, go ahead, Larry.
Passing-wise, Andrew Giordano, 4 for 11 for a total of 17 yards and a touchdown and a pick. I mean, just really, really tough sledding for Bradford's offense tonight.
It was, and I'll give you a breakdown of the scoring drive. So here in the first quarter, Wagner did gold for 19 yards. That brought the score 6-0. Extra point was no good. And then after that, the Owls went 3-out. And then Wagner to Huffman for 30 yards. The two-point conversion was good. That brought the score to 14-0. And then the final score in the first quarter was Wagner to Byers for 38 yards. Two-point conversion was good. It's 22-0 lead in the first quarter. And then opening the second quarter was a 3-yard touchdown run by Caldwell. The extra point was good, brought the score to 29-0. 70-yard touchdown pass from Wagner to Huffman. The extra point was no good. The score was 35-0. And then Huffman with the fake punt pass to Maganetti for 45 yards. Extra point was good. At halftime, the score was 42-0. And then the third quarter, we had a 1-yard touchdown reception from Shirk. The pass was from Andrew Giordano. Extra point was up and good. That brought the score to 42-7. And then there was a 2-yard Colwell touchdown run. Extra point was good, 49-7. And then ultimately we had a 1-yard touchdown run by Barnett. The extra point was no good. And that's how we get to our score of 55-7. So do you want to give us our Love Toyota collision of the game, Mr. Mackey?
I think we're going to go with Luke Erickson's block there. I believe it was in the third quarter where he just absolutely pancaked a defender for Red Bank Valley and didn't really allow the play to break open, but still was a huge hit. And it's what you're looking for when you're looking for the collision.
Yeah,
of the game,
cleaned his clock.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a couple contenders, but Luke really.
Luke wins the Love Toyota collision of the game with the proper clock cleaning.
That's right.
Our Model T MVP and. Our Model T and MVP player of the game, we're going to give that to Fabian Shirk, who had an interception, a fumble recovery, and then he also had the lone touchdown for the Owls. It was a receiving touchdown. So shout out to Fabian Shirk for winning our Model TN MVP player of the game. And the Owls, again, they fall 55-7 to Red Bank Valley. Next week, we go on the road, Ryan, and we travel to Brockway.
Yep.
Where we take on the Rovers, who the Rovers are turning their season around, and they are beating up a team right now. I forgot who they're playing, but they are beating them up right now. So
we got back-to-back road games.
We do. Yeah, we got Brookville, and then we go to Central Clarion, who's Brockway, never an easy game. Brockway, and then we go to Central Clarion.
Yep.
So it's going to be a long 2 weeks, I think, traveling wise. That's a lot of mileage for everyone, not just us.
Oh yeah,
for everyone. So that's gonna do it for us, Ryan. Do you have anything else you want to add?
Nope. Just want to say thank you to WESB for allowing us to do this. We haven't shout out our significant others today, so had to give them a shout out as well for allowing us to do this. They support us quite a bit, allowing us to come here and travel and do all that stuff. So shout out to them, and just shout out to all the volunteers here that make the game day possible as well. So, and shout out to you, Cam, for being here with me again. I don't think you're going to be missing on any more games, as far as I know. So finish out the season together, and hopefully see a couple more Owls victories in the process.
Definitely, yes. Shout out to our girls, Alicia and Carly. Thank you for letting us do this while they hold on the fort with the 75 kids that we have in between the both of us. And again, yeah, thanks for letting us do this, and shout out to everyone. I hope anyone from Red Bank Valley that may be listening, please drive safe home. I know it's a long drive to New Bethlehem. It's homecoming weekend. People, please, please, please be smart.
Yeah.
Regardless, whatever you dabble into, be smart. If you are doing any drinking the devil's nectar, be smart. Don't drive. Call someone. I cannot stress that enough. It's homecoming weekend. Please, please, please just use your brains.
In every sense of the word.
In every sense of the word. Use your brain this weekend, please.
Yes.
But that's going to do it for us. Another reminder, the Owls fall to Red Bank Valley 55-7. For my producer at the studio, Nick Youngs, my partner in crime, Ryan Mackey, I am Cam Snodgrass, and this is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.